All right, and welcome back to another episode of the Tiltcast. This is episode 20.
20?
Yes, that's where they make cheese.
And chocolate?
No, just cheese. It's the Swiss. We're going to be talking about the Swiss. We're also going to be talking about some Marvel vs. Capcom 3, some Magicka.
You don't know Jack.
You don't know Jack. What else? Come on,
Mass
guys.
Mass Effect 2, Earth Defense Force 2017.
Sweet.
Dungeons. And news.
We're going to bash on some Kirby. So anyways, stay tuned. All right, and welcome back to another episode of the Tiltcast. Right to my left. Ooh, that was kind of weird. Right to my left. We got Holly W.
Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. What's that shirt you got? Is it?
It's the Rolling Stones.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Rolling Stone.
And across me, Miss Norma Jean.
Yep, that's me.
That's Andrew.
And we've got Cannibal Corpse over here.
Damn, yeah. We are all wearing band shirts.
Yeah.
Was it you that I was with when somebody looked at your shirt and just said, that's just evil looking?
It might have been.
I think it was. I know. I think we were in Taco Bell and that guy wanted to talk to us about Anthrax and Deicide and all that and Slayer.
So the guy that was talking to you about Anthrax said that his shirt
He was just like, that shirt's just evil.
So he was talking about DRI and a bunch of other old punk stuff too, which I was pretty interested
in. We were trying to eat tacos and he wanted to talk about metal. So it was pretty
Don't pin me in a corner. It's not the only thing I listen to.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I got the shirt a while
back. Sonic Youth. And,
I remember. That wasn't even a year ago.
He's had that for a while.
I remember when you bought it.
I didn't buy it. I got it for Christmas.
Well, either way, my name's Trent. And I'm also wearing a band shirt. So
what band shirt are you wearing?
I'm wearing my Assembly 23 tour shirt.
Oh, so, that's cute.
Yeah, I thought I was wearing my Peter Murphy shirt until I took my sweater off and realized I wasn't. So, I seriously I woke up this morning.
You're wearing a sweater?
Well, yeah, I was.
Did you fall asleep
cold.
In your turtleneck?
Yeah. With a book
Easy
of
there, Steve Jobs.
With a book of French poetry. Yes.
How did I get your, help yourself out of your bed with your cane?
Yeah. My walker. Yeah. We're out of pillows, dipshit, and you're not gonna sit on one of my pillows from my bed. So I cuddle
you guys throw
with
your
those.
Pillows away?
No,
we change couches.
We change couches. I got a new couch, and it's a lot nicer. So,
oh, that's comfy.
You look like 2 feet taller.
I know.
All right,
it
so Andrew,
a nice couch.
Andrew has his hemorrhoid cushion now.
I do.
I actually almost called him Android because I was thinking of
hemorrhoids. That's what my grandpa calls me.
Your grandfather
That's
thinks
really
that
cute.
You are an android.
Your grandpa's really cute, though.
Are you hitting on my
little
grandpa?
Yes, I am.
The
I
family.
Wouldn't understand a word that came out of his mouth, but I'd laugh at
so
every single
thing
like
Charlie
thing
Brown's
he said.
Parents.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They sound like they've had a stroke. I've always thought that it sounded like they had strokes. Just like, wah, 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 and then drool comes out.
Does that...
It's dysphagia.
Did anybody see that news reporter on the air that had a stroke during her report at the Grammys?
No.
Sort of. It was really sad. She was sitting there outside the Grammys talking, and she just started trying to talk,
wasn't
but
really
nothing.
Old lady,
No. This chick was in her 40s or so with blonde hair. She started.
You guys.
She started having a bit of a what seemed
so,
like a
so
stroke.
Around your age, you
dude,
need
no,
to watch
that,
out, dude.
The same thing happened to me. I'm pretty sure. What was it like?
2 weeks ago?
Maybe like 2 to 4 weeks ago I had, like I'm pretty sure that I had a stroke.
That was a period.
Hobbit epilepsy.
Epilepsy.
Been holding in farts.
She's like, Shire. Anyway, you were in Pontypool is what it was. You just were just repeating words. But anyway, that's a good movie if nobody's ever seen it. But she was trying to do this precursor to the Grammys and just... It's so sad to watch, and it's viral. Everybody's watching on the internet, and it's so sad because she starts talking, and just nothing coming out of her mouth makes sense. And you can see the fear in her face when she realizes that nothing she says is what she thinks she is saying. And it's just so sad. You're like, wow, that's really traumatic.
I mean, really, Gary Busey does it every day of his life.
Nick Nolte,
he has really
too,
big
yeah.
teeth, though.
Nick Nolte. He stumbles over his words with his incisors. So, but anyway, so Holly, what have you been playing this week?
I don't know if I should say. I did play a little. I played a little Dragon Age today, but I don't know. I didn't get far into it at all. I played like maybe 30 minutes of it, and I don't know. I don't know if I can really get into that one. I'll have to try a little harder, but. Did that,
the
Left
intro's
4 Dead,
an hour.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, I went through all of that. Like, gameplay was about 30 minutes. But other than that, I guess I should wait until it's Andrew's turn. Yeah.
You might be more excited for Dragon's Age 2, because...
Yeah.
Isn't it supposed to be, like, the comparative of Mass Effect 1 to Mass Effect 2? It's supposed to...
Yeah, that's what I've been saying.
They're really
streamlined a lot of the little things.
I looked at it, and I was like, wow, this looks so much better.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm going to play a little more of it just to see if anything changes or if I get more into it. Yeah. I might not. Whatever. If I don't, I'll still do Dragon Age 2.
One thing of the small amount of time, I maybe put, like, 5 hours into the game. Mm. And I did it on a couple different... characters and stuff, and doing the origins, I always thought that was really cool, doing everybody's kind of backstory.
Yeah.
Now, I heard that they've completely gotten rid of that for Dragon Age 2.
Yeah.
But
here's what they're doing. Excuse me. When you beat the game, so I've beat it 4 times.
Jesus. And you've only beaten Mass Effect once?
Yeah, because I had other games to review.
Well, no, he played Mass Effect 1 right before Part 2 came out, because he was...
No. I was talking about Mass Effect 2.
Beaten it once, and I've gotten to the end mission twice and got stuck on the suicide thing, so I'm trying to keep everybody alive. Anyways, though, what I was going...
I'm sitting at 5.
Yeah, I know. You played a lot of it. Loaned it to you, and I never saw it, so that's why I didn't play it again.
Then I bought it.
But,
You loaned it to me. You will never see it again.
So, anyways...
Damn straight.
Basically, what happens at the end of the game is you have a lot of decisions you made throughout the game that affected the whole area of Ferelden. And so when that ends, you have all these different people and towns and events that you affected.
Mm-hmm.
Those things that you affected are carrying over to the new game.
Okay.
You're not bringing a character over, but
you're bringing the world over.
You're bringing the world over. So they're doing something.
That's really cool.
Something like Mass Effect. Are you talking about Mass Effect right now?
No, we're talking about Dragon Age, the new one.
You guys were kind of jumping back and forth.
That's what drew me back, because, I mean, I'll get into it later, but I just beat Mass Effect, and I'm really interested in the...
Oh, you just beat Part 2?
Uh-huh.
Did you love the shit out of that ending?
I honestly loved
it. The whole horizon of Reapers coming. Total jizz.
I'll get into that later, but it makes me... That's why I picked up Dragon Age, is because... I wanted that same effect of my simple little decisions affecting the next game, because I think that is an ingenious idea.
Well, BioWare has been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
If you play the Neverwinter game, same kind of deal, just not as big a scale.
Here's a question, though. With Dragon's Age 2, and if anybody knows it, you would know it if it's out there. For people who didn't play the first one, have they said how they're going to bring over those changes? Are they going to do something like with Mass Effect 2?
A default kind of thing?
Yeah, or are they going to do the Mass Effect 2 thing where you can, if you didn't play the first one, you answer some questions?
I don't know if they're answering questions on that. I know here it's you're going to get an option to import your save. And when you do, you're picking a set character, Hawk.
Yeah.
And so you'll get either Lady Hawk or Guy Hawk. And
Lady Hawk was such a good movie.
Yeah.
with its screeching guitar soundtrack.
But but basically what you're going to get is you're going to get those decisions.
I wonder if Lady Hawk will fuck Guy Shepard.
I'm going to give her a mohawk now.
They didn't have deodorant back then. But all right.
Stinky.
Yeah.
But oddly enough, in the future they don't have deodorant either.
Really?
Huh.
They just close up their pores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't stink.
Biotics.
Dude, Cylons.
That's what he used biotics for, is to keep in the perspirant.
That's pretty bad.
The perspiration.
Yeah.
Antiperspirant biotic.
Fair enough.
Nano deodorant is what we're talking about. So, yeah.
Nanodorant.
Yeah, nanodorant.
All right, these quips are getting lame. But, yeah, so...
What a quip. Sorry, what a quip.
What a creep.
All right, go ahead.
So anyways, yeah, so the world-changing decisions we made are going to affect some characters in the game, also going to affect some of the events. So depending on who you set up for, spoiler, not a huge spoiler though, Andrew.
Don't a huge spoiler.
It's not a big spoiler.
I know this game came out 4 years ago, or 3 years ago.
3 years ago. There's a option of who becomes the ruler of the land at the end of the game.
Can it be you?
And you know, I never explored that option, but you have... at least 3 options I know of. And to me, that seems like a big enough event that would change the face of a continent
that should
carry over. And so I could see them saying, well, this person did this, and so these are affecting the wardens at this point.
Yeah, I wonder how big of a change it'll do, because obviously they really can't change the storyline, because that would be fucking 3 different games in one game. But I would expect that to change enough.
Well, there's several. There's a few key characters that you can kill or not kill, save or not save.
kind of like in Mass Effect.
Right. And so that could carry over. Like, remember Mass Effect 1, you had that team of scientists that you could kill or not kill?
Yeah.
And that carried over?
Yeah. Well, that was the ones that were doing the cloning project on the Krogans, or the genophage thing, the reversal or cloning, whatever. I imagine what it'll probably do is it might change neutralities, alliances, what towns are friendly,
so
which ones
could,
are hostile.
It literally could shape the actual kind
journey.
Of plot of the game. It'll make it easier or harder in certain spots.
I could see that.
Affect your decisions, and I mean, of course, the big thing is they got the conversation wheel. So,
which looks really nice. I watched that. Yeah, yeah.
It looks identical to Mass Effect,
and the new talent tree stuff.
Yeah,
they
but they got
in,
more options now. You can ask some of your characters to give info.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I did see something about.
Yeah,
that.
You can actually turn to them at any point and actually get their input.
And they're
stuff.
They're labeled now as to what they are. Is it
sarcastic?
Yeah.
Comedic.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
So I think they improved some stuff. I don't know. It'll be an interesting thing.
Which I can't wait to see them port some of that over into Mass Effect 3.
Because I mean, Shepard really doesn't need to talk all the time.
You can actually get
he's like shut up, Grunt. I'll take care
of
this.
Actually get Garrus to boot in one of his fucking sarcastic little ass statements, so because he is a dick face.
I hope the characters in this are as good as they were in Mass Effect. Morden is fucking gold. And
my God, what he sings.
The barbershop thing. You got that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that was awesome, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. I was so glad I talked to him. Like, I normally left him alone, but I talked to him randomly.
Does he remind you of Scott? That's what Jess and I were talking about when we were playing. They were like, he reminds us of Scott.
Just not, pronouns. Yes. No nouns. He just...
Like, I am the very essence of a Solarian. Of a scientist Solarian. So it's like, yeah, Scott, just the way he talks. So. But
he enunciates.
Yeah. He's like, was it bad? No, I don't think so. No. Anyways. So, okay, anyways, back to where we were.
What were we talking about?
I don't know, but last
we got
moment.
Scott on our mind.
Yeah.
Causes ADD.
It does. Yeah. It's infectious. But the very mention of his name. ADD. So,
Scott.
What? February 22nd, demo is going to be, I don't know if it'll be completely available to everybody, but there's a demo release for February 22nd. Of course, I'm on newsletters and all sorts of bullshit. There's a Facebook game in beta right now.
I thought that was only Xbox, though.
Could be. I don't know.
Because I know BioWare is kind of an Xbox fanboy.
Yeah, it's too bad because PlayStation needs some love, too.
Well, go
ahead. But, you know, it is a well-known fact that there's a lot of things come out on Xbox
first. Oh, yeah, that is true.
Yep.
But one thing I really liked that you and I watched this week was the Video Game Awards for G4. And it was a BioWare kiss-ass night.
Yeah, they won four
great.
Awards.
Jeez.
Not only that, they also won the induction to
Video
the
Game Hall
yeah,
of Fame.
Video Game Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I can't remember the doctors.
For their career.
Oh, just period?
Yeah, just for their career, man. Well, they're both doctors who retired and went into just video game making after they finally got a foothold in the industry.
Well, it's even more interesting than that. Originally, they were doing medical software.
Yeah.
And somewhere along the line, I don't know how the exact story goes, they went into video games and they ended up making really good ones.
Yeah, they did.
So.
Yeah, because they had Baldur's Gate, Daggerfall. They had
Neverwinter Nights.
Neverwinter Nights. And then they started doing the newer
Jade
stuff.
Jade Empire.
I don't really care much for Jade Empire, though. That was kind of a boring one. But then they brought in stuff into the Mass Effect and Dragon's Age. And they also did Knights of the Republic. We can go into that as well.
Yeah, and they're doing the new Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah,
MMO,
which is badass.
And it's not a very big studio. I mean, they got bought up by EA when Dragon Age, the first Origins came out, I think might have been their first EA game. And so after that, Mass Effect franchise got picked up with, of course, them and EA now. And I just think they've been given a little bit more money, and now things are even looking sharper than they did.
Oh, yeah.
So, you have yet to answer what games you've been playing.
Oh, is that what you asked me?
Sort of. No, I asked him, and then you chimed in on his name.
We'll do him first.
Yeah, we'll do you.
So
you can't keep your yap shut. So, what have you played lately, Justin?
Well, I'm actually going to go into a couple of games that I flew under my radar first that I picked up.
Yeah, leave the ones you played last night.
By the way, I did not do what you told me to do.
Bastard.
Yeah, sorry.
We'll get into that.
I got busy today.
On the Precipice of Darkness, Episode 1 and 2, the Penny Arcade Games.
No idea what that is.
You know what Penny Arcade is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They're doing the expo we're going to?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
This is their Final Fantasy kind of knock game.
Hmm.
So it's basically Final Fantasy VII based in the 1920s.
Yeah.
With some really...
Steampunk Final Fantasy?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's, they were on sale for like 75% off, $2.99 for both episodes. Yeah,
yeah, on Steam. And so I was like, you know, I can't pass that
up. Like, I bought it, and I bought a copy for Jeff and as a birthday gift, and Justin grabbed it as well.
So anyways, the game's, the first one's about 4 to 5 hours long. I don't know why I ever passed this. That's right. I was probably playing WoW when the first one came out.
Yeah, probably.
But so that's why I passed out the first one. But it's basically just a adventure RPG, and you kill stuff, and you get power-ups, and you power up your weapons. Everything's really tongue-in-cheek.
Penny Arcade humor.
But it's very, very adult in the tongue-in-cheek. I mean, the main enemies are called fruit fuckers.
There's not much tongue-in-cheek in that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Not that much subtlety. Yeah, this is pretty up there.
They piss on you, but it's kind of funny. But
it's about as subtle as a whorehouse.
So. Yeah, it is. At some points, it is about as subtle as a whorehouse. But
you can't even say brothel.
No. Yeah. When you're trying not to be subtle,
shack.
You have to call
it's
it a whorehouse.
Yeah.
Not a bunny ranch. It's a fuck shack.
I wish that could be our title of this episode.
Actually, you can say that's not a shagging wagon. It's a fuck van. It's a rape party on wheels.
Jesus.
There's gonna be a rape party up in here, motherfucker.
Oh God!
Have you seen that X-Men thing with the Juggernaut? I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a rape party up in here.
Spandex looking motherfucker.
I like it when the one guy shows up. He goes, "Oh, I like my ride? Yeah, that's cruising. It's cruiser red. It's a Buick. No, it's a Dodge. I think it's actually. Yeah. All right, go ahead. Been here again.
Okay. So, anyways. Why do you keep touching my feet?
It's a Dodge.
Dang it, the little hobbit feet.
They're kind of hairy.
Kind of.
Your feet just kind of hop around everywhere.
Like two skis.
You take them 90%
those feet are very
table.
Hairy.
Just anxious to get back to the Shire.
Anxious to get back in some shoes, but it feels so nice. yeah, so it's about 5 hours long. Pretty decent. Leads up into a second one. Episode 2.
And oh.
Episode 2 took me about 7 to 8 hours. So I busted about 13 hours into this on Saturday.
Damn.
Just
wow.
Lost time. Yeah. I was just like, I can't wait to keep playing this. So it really fun.
Is that why you didn't hang out with me on Friday?
Yes.
No, I didn't see your Facebook.
Well, no, it actually has aww. A really funny name, too. The full name's like on the Rain Slick Precipice
yeah,
of Darkness
rain
or something.
The Rain
yeah.
Slick Precipice of Darkness.
Yeah, which whoa. Is just a totally like you're just like, oh, that sounds really serious.
Yeah, it's not. It's yeah, like a giant robot steps on your house, and you're yeah. going to look for a place to live, and you find a detective agency looking for this giant robot.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, hey.
You run into fruit fuckers.
It's like a kid's TV show called The Amityville Horror, you know.
And
it's
somehow they tie in Lovecraft throughout the entire thing. Yeah. So
kind of throws you off.
Pretty crazy. Yeah. Very clever writing, though. I liked it a lot.
Didn't they have Cthulhu in it? I think you showed me Cthulhu, yeah.
Yeah, there's Cthulhu mime.
Yep.
Anyways.
I love it when people make fun of the old ones.
The whole story's about the old ones.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, I just poop-socked the shit out of that. And then, of course, I couldn't pass up Magicka at $10.
Oh, yeah.
It's when everybody sounds like the Swedish Jeff. It's hard to pass up a game like that.
I like the robot chicken when he's walking around. He's like, oh, dork, dork. And just keeps walking. He goes, Bjork, Tom York.
Dork, dork, dork.
Dork, 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 dork.
But, yeah, so, like, God. It has English subtitles, and then it has an English voiceover on the narration between levels. But when it gets in, like, everything's with a lot of V's. And
so it's just a clusterfuck of accents.
That's how, yeah, it is. I think it's Swedish because it was Swedish developed, but, yeah, they definitely sound like the Swedish Chef. Just, like, so at one point it says banana.
So do
they advertise
sound like the Swedish Chef?
Apparently they
that
do.
So racist.
I am offended. I am Swedish.
Do they advertise any bikini teams anywhere?
I wish
on
they did.
Then they are Swedish.
But
come to Sweden.
Well, lots of chocolate. But
that's Swiss.
No, that's right.
Yeah,
Swedish is.
You know where the cheese comes from?
And clucks and knives
and cluck and all
and
the
fondue
and all the missing gold from Germany.
Army.
So.
But, yeah, it's really got some funny voice acting.
It's
also
the Papal Army, actually, yeah.
Is in Switzerland?
Well, no, they come from Switzerland.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're Swiss.
And they're
Swiss.
In the Vatican?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's why they have them in there, because they're neutral, so.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that.
So when you killed all the
more you know.
So when you killed
and
all those
half the battle.
Yeah, when you killed all those papacies in Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, they were all Swiss, just so you know.
So anyways, enough about the voice acting. If you just watch a YouTube video of them speaking, you'll probably laugh your ass off. Sorry, Swiss people. Switzerland people.
Boring.
Swedish people.
Sweden.
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 Sweden. Come to Sweden.
They look, I say at one point, like, there's English
words
Swedish like,
fish?
No. Oh. They're frozen.
Every morning I have herring. And then six.
Well, I'm talking about the candies.
No, I was thinking of the producers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, the interesting part about
Lula
this
likes
game...
to have six.
Thank you. The interesting part about this game is that you have a magic system that is fully customizable. I mean, almost fully customizable. So, like, I want to do a fucking wall of rocks. I'm going to do my shield spell plus my earth spell and hit my activate button, and I got a shield of rocks. I can take a rock and combine it with water and combine it with cold, turn that into a big-ass ice ball. I can combine arcane, a shield, and life, and have healing landmines. It's fucking bizarre as shit.
It's like I can mix like earthstone with some sand and a little bit of rain, and I make a mithril dildo.
I can take shield, cast it on my sword, strike with my sword, and create a wall.
It casts disenchant
like
on vaginas.
Like in them.
No. It's he swings his sword, and then you get this wall shield, like a straight line shield.
It's like, nice death spike, Grandma.
I can cast ice on my sword, and it does this weird like ice effect thing that like slings out across
the
screen.
I casted ice on my wiener. It didn't work out too well.
Yeah. So anyways.
Frozen pee.
That reminded me of a really horrible story. But anyways, I like the fact that you were telling me about that the other day. I'm not going to go into the horrible story about using some icy hot on the cock, but...
Please don't.
Actually, it was menthol lube, but anyways.
Oh, we don't want to know.
It felt like I was slamming into an ashtray.
We don't want to know.
And even the girl was like, this is uncomfortable. Anyways.
Well, that's because you're raping her.
That was after the point.
It's because it all smelled of curry.
Yeah, anyway. But what was it? You were telling me about how you can mix all these spells together, and I was like, oh, so kind of like the new Bioshock. And you're like, yeah, kind of like because in that one they're showing how you can mix the rain with lightning and electrocute people, which I thought was fantastic, you know?
Well, it's like if I get wet and I cast electricity, I shock the shit
it's
out
like,
of myself.
If I get wet.
But so
that's
like,
a big if.
There's a really cool spell where fuck you. There's a really cool spell where you cast it.
We're
and
talking
it rains
huge.
You cast a shield on yourself so you don't get wet, and then when you do that, you rise into the air. And
is that what you do to most women?
I don't
want to
mess my nails
wet?
Up.
No, I talk about magic, and that's what happens.
This is the man that walked it to a girl in a coffee house one day and goes like, I'm wet.
I have never done that.
What's your name?
Oh, no. That would mean he could talk to women.
He goes, so, baby, you want to go outside and get wet? Oh. Is it raining? Nope. So. Yeah.
Okay, buddy.
So do you like to get raped from the front or from behind?
I'm done.
Because I like to make sure that it's done the right way.
Adopted.
Like, anybody ever tell you you're like a bag of Charmin, just huggably, rapidly soft?
So. Oh, like that fucking bear.
Yeah.
You throw him in the water.
That's so horrible. When he rapes the bear.
He's so soft.
It's like, I occasionally do cocaine and rape animals. So.
But, I don't know where to go with this.
Talk about video games.
We go to hell. That's where we go.
That's where you go.
Yeah.
So, you should play it. It's fun.
Awesome wrap up on that one.
I give it a very uncomfortable thumbs up. So
you can play with an Xbox controller, and it's four player.
I know.
Does that vibrate?
I haven't tried the vibrate.
I've got a Mac. It's not going to work with me.
Ah, jeez, man.
Sorry.
Why don't you catch up with
the time? What about your other PC?
Don't you know your Wicked Empire is crumbling right now? You should switch over to PC.
Yeah, because Zune's taken over?
Woo! Good one.
Nice. I just wanted to trash on the Apple-ites. Sorry.
I just like to trash on the commercials. The product itself is good, but proprietary, and for that, I dislike
Are
you
talking about the Motorola Zune?
I'm talking about Zune in general.
Oh, you're talking about Zune. I thought we were talking about that thing I was telling you about again, the Motorola Zune, the new iPad equivalent from Motorola. that they have this like 1984 commercial they're doing with it, and I'm like, oh, that's right, advertise a product everybody's gonna own with a theme that says don't be like the masses. Okay, that's really smart.
So anyways,
fucking Super Bowl.
I went down the rabbit hole this weekend
again
because of you.
Did you get spun out on heroin?
Did you offer coke to a strawberry again?
Did you play WoW?
I played Earth Defense Force 2017.
Oh, yes. I introduced him. I introduced him to EDF.
It's a really bad game, but really fun.
It's fucking... I told him, yeah. I was like, dude, I'm so excited. And he's like, why? I said EDF 2 is coming out. He's like, what's that? Earth Defense Force, man? So you never played it? Just fighting giant ants. Giant ants. And I was like, it's so much fun because it's like four-player co-op, dude. Just go in there and just trash the shit.
No, it's two-player co-op.
Two-player co-op. Yeah, sorry. It's on Xbox 360.
There's one.
It was just a... Oh, I can't remember that one.
I think it's on N64.
You're thinking of Overlord.
Yeah, I think...
Or not Overlord.
No.
I'm thinking of Earth Defense something.
I don't know.
I think it originally came out on the N64.
I don't know. But the new one, Insect Armageddon, looks phenomenal.
There's some bitches about it.
I'm sure there are.
No, here's the bitch. People, okay, see, I beat the game. I didn't beat it on all difficulties. It's really pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
But the game has so many fucking enemies on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, so we had a... God, that's distracting.
Looks like your brains are coming out of her ears.
You flip your plugs up and...
You have some.
What is
Aww.
It?
What the fuck?
What's
going on there?
Oh, she's anchoring her plugs into her actual earlobe so that it it hangs
awesome.
Kind of like, you know, like this.
Way to go, Holly. Screeching halt. You haven't even said anything this podcast, and you're coming to make you go to a screeching halt.
Yeah, way to go, silent partner. Anyways, so yeah. Yeah, bitches, there's so many. You know, one thing I've always loved about EDF is that there will be literally... a screen full of enemies,
like 200, and it just dies.
And you don't get that on stuff like Left 4 Dead. And you really want, you're like, I want the whole world to come out and kick my ass right now. And you don't get that on stuff like.
I'll show you Left 4 Dead. Mission before you leave.
Okay. Well, I played the original.
Okay. Well, you'll have to show. I'll have to show you.
Oh my gosh.
This is just about it. There's like gigantic robots, gigantic monsters, and insects. It's awesome.
So they're doing a reboot of it. It looks like they updated the textures. The big bitch right now is. It isn't bad enough because it looks too good. And that there's not enough enemies on screen. I've seen some shots of about 30 enemies on screen.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen anything where there was like 100 enemies on the screen.
Well, one thing I did notice is that...
It chokes when it starts getting like that. You got like bug juice flying all over the place and explosions and...
Yeah, frame rate.
The frame rate just drops to nothing.
It's like Borderlands when it first came out. It was a pain in the ass like that. So I'd install it to hard drive. But because you got all those damn numbers popping up a lot of the times, and it just fucks your screen up sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
Especially on
Unless
PC.
Unless you play it on PlayStation.
Yeah, PlayStation's a little bit smoother. But I remember there were so many weapons in the first game, and I've heard they've actually doubled.
Yeah, they went from 150 to 300.
Yeah, that was at 300. And they got the jetpack supposedly coming back.
Yeah, they have classes
in
this one.
Yeah.
So you have a tank class. Everything. What?
That was such a disinterested blue.
It'd be such a girl.
They just don't like bugs.
Classes in video games?
Number one, I'm one of those people that says there should have been, other than a Starship Troopers pinball game, they need to come back and actually do an actual Starship Troopers game. First-person shooter, multiplayer, Bug City would be fantastic if you think about it.
There's one on PC.
Probably not the way I'm thinking. I remember there was a pinball machine game.
This was 10 years ago.
Probably longer than that. That movie came out, what, 20 years ago now?
No, I thought it was in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in 91.
I said, about 20 years ago. No, I don't know. But no, it was probably about 15 years ago.
Beard grows a lot thicker now than it did in the 90s.
Yeah. So his old man jeans are kicking in.
I know.
But no, EDF... insect.
Your hair goes off the head and on the face.
Yeah. Insect apocalypse, whatever it's called. And on everything the I've seen, I don't care that it doesn't look bad enough. I'm happy that they actually have put some
effort.
Yeah, love it. Well, it was always effort. It's just they were a small group. I'm just happy they're putting some love and care into the series to bring it
it's
back.
It's like a B sci-fi
horror.
game, basically.
It's like no fancy suits, no nothing really like.
Well, they've
glitzy,
given them some fancy suits, and they have.
No, yeah, I'm talking about, the first one.
Well, they got a new one called a new gun called the pesticide gun.
Yeah, I saw the giant fucking.
It's
like,
a tier 8 weapon, so you have to get beat it on Inferno or whatever the hardest difficulty is, and you get this weapon where it's like a 1-shot kill. And it looks like a fucking nuclear explosion.
Yeah,
it just like it shoots and the whole screen whites out and then the enemy's destroyed.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's actually really cool. For the most, I mean, the graphics are not the best, but it looks
54
cool.
54 levels.
Yeah. God.
Yeah, that's been a lot of time playing video games this weekend.
Yeah. What else do you got?
Stuff well, I can't talk about.
Has anybody played, you got a Wii, right?
Yeah, I have a Wii.
Did you play Mario Sports Mix?
No, I did not.
No? Okay.
We all have Wii.
I haven't turned my Wii on
well,
in like
I
over
was
a month.
I was just wondering if any of
great
you guys
investment.
Have played it, because I know the Wii
I'm not telling people not to buy one. I'm just saying I haven't turned mine on in over a month. So it's just I've been busy doing other stuff.
Actually, I do have something to talk about. A big fucking disappointment.
What?
The Wii?
You got shut down for your Swedish operation?
Your sex change?
No, to get my voice changed to sound like a Swede.
Like, I want to sound like Sweden.
Okay, what are you
welcome to Tiltcast.
Like, oh welcome to a Tiltcast. I got some hot to pee. Oh, no, I got
sound
my new
like,
one.
Like an Italian accent. You're just accenting the last syllable.
I know. I got my do on you.
So what are you
like
disappointed about?
I'm disappointed about Dungeons.
Oh,
you
yeah,
actually played it?
He was bitching about this a bit.
Yeah,
he
well,
bought it.
I didn't know it came out already.
It came out on Thursday, which is why I didn't talk about it last week.
There's another one, just like Nintendo.
Okay, there's a lot of people comparing it to Dungeon Keeper, and it's not Dungeon Keeper. You're not really trying to keep your minions alive. You're trying to keep the explorers happy.
You're pissed off about Dungeons?
Dungeons, yes.
Dungeons.
But,
no, he has a valid point. So
I have a valid point. The valid point is... You're sitting here going through here trying to manage all this shit, and you never have enough time to do what you want to do. You're just fucking... I'm not ever paying attention to the screen. I'm just looking at my tools to try to get this shit done. And it was pissing me off. I was getting fucking frustrated. And on top of that, there was some kind of memory glitch on it that I'd run out of memory after about 2 hours, and the game would crash. So I got about 5 hours into this game, and I just said, fuck it. I'm going to play something fun. Because I got fucking frustrated. And I was so wanted to like this game, because it was such...
Yeah.
Cool concept.
Such a cool concept to... Bring people into your dungeon, make them happy, and then kill them when they're happiest, and then you got points for that.
Yeah.
And it was kind of cool. Like, yeah, I take him, send my minion over there to pick him up, throw him in the dungeon, but I don't really see anything happening in the dungeon. He's just sitting there, shaking a little bit and dying. And yeah, I got some points for that. Big fucking deal.
It's nothing really dramatic like The Sims, where they urinate themselves.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping it'd be a The Sims, but in a dungeon.
Where they start screaming and crying and pissing.
And I mean, it's basically like a roller coaster type of game. Or tycoon game, where you're basically building a bunch of shit to keep people happy, but they're explorers in your dungeon, and there's a lot of shitty voice acting, which I don't really bother me that much, to be honest with you, especially coming from Calypso, which is a small developer to begin with. But,
I always killed everybody, and
well, this is the point. You make them happy, and then you kill them. But it's just, it's so poorly executed, the frame rate drops all the time on it. I mean, okay, I don't have like a fucking Alienware PC. Excuse me, Alienware PC, but I have a 8800 GTX with 2 gigs of RAM.
Fucking dick measuring contest.
No, it's just in a dick measuring contest. This is old.
I'm kidding, dude.
But by today's standards, it's still higher than what you get out of the box PC.
It's like I have a gold plated PC here.
Yeah, it's very staticky. But, anyways, it's a big letdown. I mean, I'm gonna post a review for it. I'm gonna try to play it about 3 or 4 more hours so I can post a decent review and get into the game some more. But goddammit, it's hard to play right now, and it's pissing me off. I really wish
I'm sorry, had
gotten a free copy so I could review it.
Well, there's Justin's angry corner.
Yeah, there's my angry corner
with Dungeons.
Sorry.
So Andrew,
what
you've been having fun?
Trent.
What? Oh, me? What have I been doing?
Yeah,
you have been playing video games.
I've been crafting, so a lot of Xbox modding, and I played some Left 4 Dead too. I did, yeah,
a lot
I did
of quilting,
a little bit of quilting. I got to get that turtleneck
some
ready.
Some knitting,
and yeah.
He's putting Peter Murphy's face on his turtleneck.
Actually, you know, I was talking to Lisa, my ex from like 8 years ago, and she just spent $350 on a Peter Murphy ticket. And I was like, you have to be shitting me. She's like, yeah, I would have bought two so you could come with, but I'm just like,
did you get me a bullet and a gun?
I was like, oh my God. Well, no, I wouldn't bother seeing Peter Murphy. It's just more, it's like for $350, I would want a hotel room. I'd want dinner. I would want a hand job from the artist. And I would want all kinds of things. For $350, he better be kissing
and
my
Pauly
ass.
Pauly Shore shitting out.
I want Pauly Shore as my chauffeur the entire night. So, and he's not allowed to talk.
That wouldn't be very exciting at all.
Okay, fine. I want Vin Diesel as my chauffeur the entire time. That's a little bit. Oh, dude, he's a dork. He's fun.
Why don't you just say like Zooey Deschanel or something? That would be so much better.
Because I would end up raping the limo driver. So, yeah. But
all this talk about rape brings up an important point.
It's a rape party. Here's a public service announcement. Rape is not good.
Rape hurts.
It's fun. Anyway, but no, you don't want to rape people because that just it.
And you know,
it
whatever.
Really doesn't make anybody feel better in the end, except for yourself. And you don't want that. You want
especially the quote unquote love child.
And yeah, the love illegal. Child.
In some states, in some states.
Morally, it's wrong.
Morally, it is right. It is against God. So if you're afraid of going to hell, this will send you to hell. Most
more so
likely.
Than polygamy.
Yeah.
Close.
What about incest? Would incest be a sure shot to hell? Or
two-headed children?
That's not technically going to happen, but I mean, yeah, well, King Ramses was deformed, but you know.
Okay.
You been playing any video games?
The British have no moving upper muscles because of inbreeding, but you know, the royal family. sorry. All of our tax money goes to them anyways. But I played some Left 4 Dead 2 to have some fun, play with some TVGP.
Yep.
Yes, and so did Holly and Andrew, I believe. You guys were there.
Course,
yeah, yeah. Justin hasn't been on there.
No, I know, Justin has yet to play with them.
He's been antisocial about it.
Yeah,
he's been
anti-Left
4 Dead lately.
Well, we played other games with them.
Yeah,
they're wanting us to play Dead Space a couple days ago.
Good, really?
Yeah, I don't have that.
I do.
It's a moot point.
I can't split screen either, so I'll play it. Because I got a new Xbox. That's what I did the other week.
Yeah, when I drove you through the snow?
Yes, I had a hard drive failure on my Xbox. Not hard drive, sorry, disk drive failure. And smoke came out of my Xbox. Not on any fault of Xbox manufacturers, but there's a little mishap, and I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to save my disk drive because there was some burns on the the PC board or whatever it is, the drive board, and I did not have the proper tools to swap it out into a new drive, so I had to wait for those to come in the mail, but I was pretty much sure that it was going to be dead, so I went and I bought a new Xbox Slim 250 gig. I love the shit out of it.
And then you fixed your other one 2 days later.
Then I fixed my other one 2 days later, which is great because now we have an Xbox for the living room and it's modded.
Looks
good.
You should have got Jesus Christ. You should have got the bundle.
They didn't have the bundle. And I did not want to spend the extra $100 to get
You would actually, if you got a 250 gig, you would have ended up like saving money. You can go buy the Kinect. Mm. Like the bundles that they had were 4 gigs with the bundle.
I was lucky to get this because they were pretty much out of stock.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they've been out of stock for a while on everything.
Well, the first one we went to didn't have any. Somebody came in there and bought the last one, so we went to a different Walmart.
So
and
through the snow.
Yes, it wasn't that bad. And it's actually kind of nice. It was pretty peaceful. And I wanted to get the 4 gig because I figured out a modification where it can actually fit an old Xbox hard drive into the new ones.
Yeah.
I figured that one out, and I went and fact-checked to make sure it would work. And, yeah, apparently other people are doing it. I was like, okay, so that does work. But I ended up just going ahead and getting the 250 gig. And I'm actually happy with it. So.
The thing is, if you get the 250 gig and you get the Kinect, you're going to spend just as much money doing that as you would.
You know, this was you know what? This was 2 weeks ago, and so it's not going to happen now.
Well,
so.
Yeah, I know that. But the people listening, they don't know. Whatever.
So the people who are listening probably do know because they probably
So it's cheaper to get the 250 gig with the Kinect.
No, either way, it's going to be the same price. Even if you buy the 4 gig with the Kinect and then buy the 250 gig hard drive,
which just recently came out.
Yeah. I think that would actually cost, I think it's like $10 cheaper to do it that way than to get the 250 gig and then get the Kinect.
Well, see, I have no intention on buying a Kinect until I find one about a year from now used in some really shady pawn shop for cheap.
You can buy them used already.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Not,
I'm talking about. Yeah,
cheap.
But I'm looking for the specific shady pawn shop.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm waiting on. I'm waiting for a good price to buy one because I could really care less to have one right now. Because
yeah,
there's nothing.
For I'm looking for there something other than Dance Central. Though. I know you guys really like it. I just.
Yeah, I'm waiting for something actually worth my time to come out.
I really liked Kinect Adventures, though.
Like, I think the new Metal Gear, they were talking about the new Metal Gear might be Kinect ready.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that made, yeah, that's the name of it, Metal Gear Slice or whatever. I think they said that one might have some Kinect capability on it, so.
Metal Gear, sweet.
Yeah, Metal Gear Slice, like Ginzu. So. You can slice a tomato with your.
They slice the
watermelon.
Yeah,
they slice a watermelon, and then they actually chop it up into like individual slices. You're like, that's so cool!
And then they slice the column and it falls down on people.
Yeah. It was kind of crazy. But anyway, so I bought that, and I'll tell you one thing. I actually love the new Slim.
It's very nice.
Yeah, it's
sleek, it's
elegant. Beautiful. It's like a string of pearls.
I like the remotes.
So I didn't get the. Are you talking about the little remotes that you can buy separate?
They're just
completely
black.
Oh, the new Xbox. Yeah, the controllers. Yeah, yeah. I have those. I have one of those now, and I use it as a backup because I have a Halo wireless. And the one thing I really kind of like, but also hate, is that the buttons on it are heat sensitive. They're not actually buttons anymore. They're heat sensitive pads for the eject and power.
Oh, yeah, I knew
that.
And an annoying thing is I went to dust the other day because the console actually attracts dust like a motherfucker. And so I went to dust it, and I was sitting there with a thing, and I was wiping the Xbox down, and my fucking finger slid over it, and it ejects and turns on. I'm like, no, stop. And every time you hit the buttons, it goes, ding.
That always
ding,
happens with my ding. PS3. Anytime I'm trying to clean the PS3, it always turns on or
ejects
the disc.
You know, an easy solution for
kind
that
of annoying.
Is to unplug it.
Yeah,
but that's just way too much effort.
Your arms are short.
I know, they are.
That
are
really has
short.
Something to do with it. Anyways.
Well, she's going to reach all the way back there. She's good at smalling and crawling into small places.
She's got
to
reach
places,
around.
But
reaching.
Reaching is
reaching
chore.
Around.
Just get one of those grab claws that you can buy the grab
sticks.
Well,
for Andrew, she doesn't go around. She just goes between his legs.
She just looks up. She just looks up and goes between his legs.
He stands up and he's like, London Bridges.
Yeah. He's like, hey, shorty, why don't you grab my balls? Anyway. Okay, anyways.
Touch.
Pedophile's dream. Anyways, so yeah, that's pretty much all I did all week.
Yeah.
So, Justin, you already told me. Let's go ahead and...
that's me.
Yeah. I think we were going to go with him, and then we wanted to end on you.
He's already done his.
Because you're gone by having a lot of games, and I'm looking
at
your
list. His last couple are the ones he played with me.
Yeah,
oh, really?
I'm gonna throw out my few that I...
All right.
Okay, so like I said, I beat Mass Effect 2.
Yeah. You know, you put about, what, 30 hours into it?
30. And I've been...
Oh, we were proud.
I know.
me and Trent were over here beaming. It's like, he's growing into a real boy.
I was looking at your gamer card, and I was like, oh, he's level 12 now. He's actually still playing.
You guys are high-fiving just watching Mike fucking
gamer. I was like,
gamer.
He's playing an RPG. He's playing an RPG.
Nothing that guy, but yeah.
No, so one thing I got to ask about Mass Effect 2... Do they have daddy issues? Because loyalty mission for Miranda, her dad's a douchebag. Loyalty mission for Jacob, his dad goes crazy.
And is a douchebag.
Samara's trying to kill her kid. It's just fucked up.
And
Jack
has no parents, and she fucks
Jack
every guy
no
she meets.
And the only parental people are doing crazy tests on her and then try and kill her.
In fact, the most normal chick in the game is the one who has to wear a fucking hazmat suit the entire time.
Talia, her dad's a fuck up too.
Well, sorta.
Tally
Vosh Normandy, yeah.
Yeah, her dad's a fuck up too.
Sort of a fuck up. A good guy just had the wrong thing happen.
And he
so maybe
killed
need
a lot
maybe
people.
You need to look up the author of the story and then just ask him.
Because it actually is one guy who came up with the whole background story, if I remember. So
I mean, it just seemed like everybody had some sort of... something.
Podcasting in the ghetto.
I hear an ambulance.
Somebody really did not like their dad. and that's exactly what it seemed like.
Well, maybe his daughter hates him, so he wrote it into the whole story.
Yeah, maybe.
That's why he was talking about killing what's her name's girl.
Maybe he had a rape party and his daughter didn't like it. So
so I did it, and like my last save was 7 hours back before the suicide mission. And half my people died during the suicide mission.
And you realize you have to actually upgrade your entire ship.
Yeah, I did not upgrade my entire ship.
Because all I told him was, I was like, hey, dude, make sure you're on airbase level 2 mission before you do the suicide mission. He's like, why? I said, because if you don't, people will die. And
I'm like, okay, cool.
He's like, okay, I forgot to tell him to upgrade the ship.
Yeah.
Because I usually put off till the very end.
Got squished by a giant steel I-beam.
Really? I haven't seen that.
Yeah, he gets squished.
In the ship?
Yeah, it looks like a squished lizard.
I know Legion gets blown up by the reactor core.
No, Talia got blown up by the reactor for me.
For me, one time I fucked up, and Legion is he's in the drive core area down engineering.
Yeah.
And he got blown up. And I think Talia, if she's down there, she also gets blown up. So.
It was just Talia got blown up by that. Jack randomly got grabbed by the swarm things.
I didn't see that one. Yeah.
I'm like, dude, Jack and Grunt are the two people who I used. And Jack got grabbed. I'm like, mother.
Here's a question. Did you take Morinth or did you take Samara? Because you do know you can...
I fucked that mission up and she left.
Second game I have, I got Samara.
Samara left? Or Morinth?
Morinth.
She got killed?
No, I was talking to her in the nightclub and she was annoyed and walked away.
Yeah, you got to answer the questions.
I know. So I'm 7 hours back, so I'm going to have to go through that.
So and now
I'm
you guys know what I deal with. Even video game characters can't put up with it.
Oh, my gosh. So,
wow.
So, yeah, that
even pixels just can't put up with your shit.
So either, I'm going to have to go back and do the 7 hours.
All I do is sit around and display colors all day, but all you do is bitch.
And I'm contemplating redoing and playing the game again. And that is
that's why I've gone through it like 5 times.
Huge consideration because I put 28 hours roughly into my first playthrough, and I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm planning on going back again this summer to get ready for the winter release.
Back before the summer so I can play it.
Yeah.
So I did that. That's my little. One thing I want to say: if we had to redo my top five, it would be either 2 or 3.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I will admit, Mass Effect 2 is one of those games I can just play over and over again. I don't give a shit. I'll play it over and over again.
It's not that I don't mind playing the story and stuff. It's just 30 hours. 30
hours.
Yeah, it's
30 hours.
It's
some really badass, like, fights and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... It's hard for me to... And it was because of the snowstorm. Snowstorm was... I was able to play and just lay on my floor and play the video game.
Dude, if I can get into a good RPG, I can waste fucking... tons of hours.
I 150 can't, for some hours. Reason, it's just...
The Fallout franchise, just in the new games, has consumed 300 hours of my time. And the old school franchise, I used to play once a year and sink about 30 hours into it every year.
Plus with Mass Effect 2, including Mass Effect 1, I mean, the game does change dramatically
that's why.
Every class that you take, plus the different ways you approach it. So that's why it's such a cool game that you can just play it over. I can't play the first one over and over again. I can run the first game in like 12 hours. That's the weird thing, is that after I played it the first time, I went back and did again about a year later. I buzzed through that shit 3 times in 1 week. It was
I have a hard time with the Mako.
The Mako's not so annoying for me. I actually
We need to play Shadow Broker, too.
Shadow Broker's really fun. Play
it. You played it?
I bought it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you played it. So that's my Mass Effect. I played stacking.
Actually, yeah, I've 100%ed all of Mass Effect 2. I played every DLC and everything.
Jesus.
Yeah. And beat it on Insanity.
So I played stacking, that new Double Fine, XBLA. Haven't gotten much. I probably dumped about 2 hours into it. Really neat art style. Really cool how they did it. It's very silent film-esque. Like, it's the orchestra music, it'll have, like, break and have the whatever they're saying, and then go back to little stacking, and then you can, like, jump into different dolls and stuff. Really, really fun game. I'm just buzzing through that quickly. What else did I play? So, I played Assassin's Creed, started that.
The new one?
Yep. Yeah. Brotherhood just started that.
It's pretty badass.
Pretty I really like it so far.
And what's cool, actually, is the Borgia family that they talk about in that, the Pope and his fucking asshole kids.
They're all real people.
Well, yeah, well, no, what's cool is there's a TV show starting up soon that I think Justin might know about as well. I think, is it called
The Borgias?
Yeah, it's The Borgias. It's actually all about that family.
Hmm. It's going to be kind of like The Sopranos, but based back in those times.
Yeah, that's but it's cool. based nice. After that actual family and some of the bullshit they used to do. Some of it's fictional, I'm sure, but...
Yeah.
But it's. I liked how the timing on that
did they
was.
Did they have a piece right of Eden on. That controlled people?
I'm sure they do. They have an apple. But, okay. But yeah, it's all about the ancestral family and all the bullshit
so,
they pulled.
So me and Moon, who's a TVGP forum guy, and Nobs.
Moonpier?
Yeah, Moonpier. Yeah. We're all playing Assassin's Creed online. And then, well, we're waiting for Nobs to play. And Nobs comes on and he's like, I just picked up You Don't Know Jack. I'm like, fuck, that came out. Not even. I totally forgot about it.
Yeah, I saw YouTube playing that for like hours.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So I literally put down Assassin's Creed, got in my car, and drove to two GameStops to pick it up because I guess they only got like one copy at one and then one copy at the other for $30. Dude, for all the people who played You Don't Know Jack on the PC, it's the same exact thing. For those of you who haven't ever played it, it's the most amazing trivia game ever.
And like, it's kind of hard sometimes.
Oh my God, it's wicked hard sometimes.
Yeah, I was beaming because I did one of those like IQ tests at work and I was like, yeah, I pretty much aced it. I missed one question. And then I come over to your house and I don't know fucking Jack.
I lost
like crazy.
Well, yours was a logic test. The IQ one.
These questions.
So you know not to put your dick in a light socket.
It would be fairly easy to get the answers if they actually like gave you the question in the right way. They go about this really awkward way to ask you these different questions, and you have to figure it out.
If a squid was using a Snuggie, how many Snuggies would a giant squid need?
Then it says like 12, 16, 18, 24, something. Or eight, six, five, something like that.
And it was just like, fuck.
They all got it wrong. I picked five, so I got it right.
She guessed.
Well, yeah, on all of them I've guessed, but I
yeah, yeah.
She's like, I don't know the answers. Right. I just fucking guess,
dude. Like, I think they've already come out with DLC for You Don't Know Jack for 10 more episodes. It comes originally with 73 episodes, which have 10 questions each.
So that's like 730 questions. So.
730 questions originally, and then
out of the box, yeah.
Out of the box, and then the DLC they've already released one has 10 more episodes on it.
It's another 100 questions.
Another 100 questions, and then like I don't know, it's just the commentary is amazing on it. It's hilarious.
It's very tongue in cheek.
It is very tongue in cheek.
It's not like whorehouse.
No, it's not. It's not like whorehouse. They actually say brothel.
Okay.
but, like, I don't know. I had a blast with that. Yeah. It was
actually, me and you and Holly played it for another, like, what, hour?
Yeah.
And we only played it for like about an hour episodes. Last night. Mm-hmm.
And it was just, I don't know. You guys need to pick it up, both of you.
I don't know if I will.
I'd rather just come over to your house.
How many players can that have? Four. Just four?
Bring it over one night, man. We'll all sit around here, smoke some cigarettes, some cigars, and fucking play some You Don't Know Jack, man.
Bring some beer.
Yeah, we can do it on the new Slam or something like that.
Dude, I don't know. It's phenomenal.
And well, he's actually going to either bring that
we'll
over
do some cocaine occasionally. be like, get really pissed off at, you don't tell me the answer's wrong, I tell you the fucking answer's wrong, you fucking machine, and start kicking the shit out of it.
So then, that gets me to my main game that I got on Tuesday for a Valentine's Day present from Holly.
That's so sweet.
It was pretty
awesome.
Was
it called Get the Fuck Out of My House?
Yeah. Did you get an eviction letter?
Yep.
And a restraining order.
Yeah.
Which I am contesting, anyway.
So on Tuesday, I got Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Nice.
Because I'm awesome.
Pretty awesome.
It's a pretty good game.
Nice.
Yes,
I mean, everything, all Marvel vs. Capcom 2, faster and more epic. That's basically.
Way better looking, too.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, way better looking.
More characters too.
Less characters.
It was awesome.
Have you seen
less characters?
Speaking of
characters, no new characters. What I meant.
New characters.
speaking of characters, have you seen the I think it was G4 that did them, the Marvel vs. Capcom 3 promo commercials that they've been showing, where it's like auditions, where they have like actual live action people, and they have these two people for NBC sitting there, and they're having guys come in. They have one guy come in who looked like Sam Ron, you know, and he's wearing like the fucking like the fucking Aquaman shorts with a trident and shit and the fucking ears, and they're like, oh,
is that what Aquaman's real name is?
No. He comes in and he goes like, they're like, oh, he goes, oh, I'm not him. I'm his brother. I'm actually Carl Samron.
Were you pissed off that they didn't include Aquaman?
No, I was not pissed off.
Well, Aquaman.
I like Kingdom Come Aquaman more than
he
I like.
He likes Aquaman.
I like Who Kingdom Come Aquaman. Aquaman. That little statue I have of the guy looks like
he has a statue of Aquaman.
It's a statue that looks like King Arthur's. You know, Cordy's wearing the fucking armor and stuff, and he has a trident. That's and he's got the long. He looks like a fucking Lancelot, dude. No, he looks like Lancelot. That's actually
he looks pretty useless.
That's the Kingdom Come fucking.
He is useless.
Fuck you. He talks to fish. Okay,
and that is useless.
He can clean up oil slicks. Damn it.
So
it is a modern superhero.
Where was he during BP?
He was there. He was mad because everybody doesn't believe in him.
He didn't do shit.
Yeah, because he's pissed like off at people like
hey,
you.
Hey, let it happen.
He's like, fuck, I'm not going to help people who are going to talk shit about me.
So he's useless. Okay, so what I want to knock
like, you
out
BP
first.
My ass.
What I want to knock out first is the things I do not like about
put a BM on your
Capcom 3.
What?
Number one, there's a lot less characters. Little depressing on that. I mean, you've got Chris Redfield, but you don't have Mega Man. You have
that'd be an unfair fight.
you have Taskmaster, but you don't have Venom.
No.
So I
do
mean,
you have Carnage at least, or no. What Spider-Man guys do they have in there?
Spider-Man.
That's it.
That's it.
No villains.
Nope.
Jeez.
They've got Tron. The. But
that's the Tron you're thinking of.
Right? Yeah, Tron. Yeah,
I know.
But they don't have, like, I don't know. I can't think of another one right now. I don't know. But they don't have a lot of the people who I'm like, what?
They don't have Cyclops.
Cyclops is kind of a pussy.
Well, he was cool in Marvel vs. Capcom.
Now John's going to like
Magneto.
You.
His last name is Summers.
He was cool in, I do not like Cyclops, but he was cool in Marvel vs. Capcom.
You know, he's kind of gay in the comic, but he's pretty cool in the game.
Now, so I was picked it up. I had about an hour, 30 minutes to play. Then Matt came over. Me and Matt played for a good probably 3 hours, and we went through and learned moves and stuff. And then
we
I started beating
together.
Him so bad that he rage quit and left my house pissed off at me.
were you
guys
drinking?
Times in a row. No.
Oh, okay.
No,
so he was sober. Wow.
Yeah, he was sober, and we just rage quit and got up and left.
Usually he gets angry
did,
when he's drunk.
I did one match with Knobs, which, okay, hold on. Multiplayer on this is fucked up.
Just say you got your ass kicked.
No, I actually beat him.
Oh, you did?
Okay. I did. No, so the lobby system's fucked up. It's an 8-person lobby. Number one, when two people are fighting, you don't watch the fight. You just see their health bars, and then you'll start seeing them go down.
Aww.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you don't see the actual fight. You're sitting in like a normal lobby, but you see their health bars, and you'll see their health bars start going down.
So okay. You don't actually... Okay, hold on. So... You're not actually fighting them. They're fighting someone else.
You're in queue, waiting to go in. Okay, that's another thing. I thought since I joined the lobby, I'm already in queue for the next match. Nope, you have to press a button. I sat out of two games because I didn't think about that.
You didn't see the button
flashing.
Can
you just queue up a fight with a person you want to fight?
What do you mean? Like, me
can
Knobs
you just be like, hey, Knobs, I want to fight you, so...
Well, they invited me to their lobby.
So if there's only two people in the lobby, then you can fight all you want.
But if there's eight people in the lobby, then there's a toss if you're actually going to fight them or not.
Okay.
So that's kind of fucked up about that.
So the spectating mechanic in the game is total shit.
I've heard that they're supposed to be patching in a spectating.
Why did they have it to begin with?
I don't know. Mm. No idea.
That's like the fun part of like when
there's
you
the
die
glory.
In like Left
yeah,
4
like,
Dead
like,
or like
I
Halo.
Yeah.
It's
I had
actually
no
watching
idea.
Other stuff.
No idea how Knobs played at all. I couldn't tell you.
So you couldn't size them up before the fight.
No, I couldn't. When we were playing online, okay, Knobs lives in Ohio, I live here in Oklahoma.
pretty seamless, no lag playing. And for that much shit going on in the game, you'd think that it'd be fucking up left and right. Nope.
Like frame rate or...
Yeah, frame rate, lag, something, maybe delays. But no, it was pretty seamless.
That's cool.
How about the controls? Or
controls, they're... Similar or different? They've changed it. Now there's like heavy, medium, and light attacks. There's not like...
So it's like old arcade style.
Kind... Well, it's not like the...
It's basically Street Fighter controls.
Yeah,
but
that's what I'm saying.
But it's
yeah.
not like the Marvel vs. Capcom 2 where it was like... High punch, low punch,
no,
kick.
No. I'm talking about like the old Mortal Kombat where you had three different attacks. Yeah, kick, high kick.
I'm pretty
punch.
Sure Marvel vs. Capcom 2 was just like that.
No, it was not. It was not like it was high punch, low punch, yeah. high kick, low kick.
Yeah, but now it's back to just like
heavy attack, light attack, or heavy, medium, light, and then your
combos,
like, uppercut,
and then you have combos as well.
You mess with combos now. I have to play with a D-pad because I suck at playing with sticks. And, of course, the Xbox D-pad sucks.
Yeah, because it's really awkwardly placed.
Yeah, and it's not the most receptive thing.
You should spend the money, and I suggest this, because, get the old arcade pad, because those are so much more, like, handy. and that's one of the reasons I don't play fighter games anymore, is because I can't stand the Xbox controller for playing fighting games, because it's so annoying. I just can't stand them, but if I had one of the old arcade pads, if I break down and buy one, I'd actually play a lot more, you know, old school, sitting there with my hand on the fucking top of the thing, so I can just go back and forth, going, combo, like that.
So I won almost every match.
Like, eat shit, mud boy.
Up until Justin came over. I beat him in two matches. Well,
I beat you before that.
Yeah, but I was playing random people. I was not playing my team.
Okay,
you did
but
not
that
beat
was...
me on my team.
I still hadn't played at all.
Take the easy out. I threw the fight because you're my girlfriend.
Yeah,
whatever. That's the easy way.
So Justin comes over and we play about three matches and I beat him three times. And then
is the underside of this table getting crowded? I feel somebody's dick is growing.
What the fuck is going on?
It's like Andrew's dick is getting bigger.
Oh my god.
So go on, Andrew. Okay. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
I'm interested in this.
Shut the fuck up. So I beat him three times, and then I started playing around with different characters, trying to replace, because I was playing as Chris Redfield, Dante from Devil May Cry, and Wesker from
Resident Evil. Forget the fact that I was just trying out characters.
Oh, God. Yeah,
so was I.
Yeah, so I was trying to replace one of my characters, because Wesker's all right. He's just not quite what I want.
Does he have the teleportation ability?
Yes.
He does? Nice, yep. Nice.
And then he does a special move that I don't know what he does. He just kind of stands there
and
poses.
It, like, and it shoots like a force field, but it doesn't really do anything.
So he does a magnum, basically.
I have no idea.
There's no damage.
Magnum. Yeah, from Zoolander. He pulls a magnum.
Yeah. Blue steel.
Yeah, blue steel.
So like
it's beautiful.
And I always accidentally do that one instead of like, fucking left, down, diagonal.
You strike a pose by accident all the time.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
So does
Chris Redfield run around and go, Shubba! Like that.
No, he doesn't. He just punches a lot and shoots.
Because whenever him and I used to play fucking...
I always pick Shubba.
Well, no, we play Resident Evil, and it's not even you. It's if I'm playing with anybody, and I have my mic on, and I'll get some random person in and going, hey, what's up? They're like, not much. We'll start playing. I'll just be like, Shubba! Shubba right! And then I start yelling their name and shit because it's an old thing.
What was it? What was it that I thought Captain America was saying?
Rape disc.
No. What?
So saying rape dick?
No.
He was saying rape something.
No, I don't know if I should say it on here, though.
Rape
okay.
shield.
Then we'll wait until our break because I can't remember what it was.
That's never
write that
chosen.
Down. I am voting for that to be the name of this episode. It's like Rape Shield, activate.
So then fucking Justin started getting his game on, and then he started kicking my ass
with his Rape Shield.
But then it was a little more evenly matched because I started playing my main guys,
right in the
and
face.
It was pretty fun. Good times. I had fun.
And then I got one of my main characters, and I just dominated the shit out of you.
Actually, you did that to me. Like, you pulled out Wolverine whenever I was playing you. I had beat you a few times, like, and then you were like, you pulled out, like, Wolverine. I pulled out my Wolvie. Yeah, you pulled out your Wolvie.
you want to pet my puppy?
Just beat the shit out of all three of my characters, and I hadn't even, like, seen your other characters.
Yeah, you got to play for a little bit just to find out what characters you like and what goes together.
See, my original dream team was Captain America, War Machine, and Wolverine.
Yeah, that's another person who's not in it.
Yeah, I know. And so I didn't have my dream team anymore, and I don't like Iron Man that much.
Did they have any Fantastic Four characters or Super Surfer? Oh, okay.
They had a villain.
Super Scroll.
Oh, that's bull. They bring like Ice
Super
Man
Scroll's not too bad, actually.
Like, yeah, he I has like all the powers of.
I really want to play the Ghosts and Goblins guy, but I just can't figure him out very
Arthur?
Well.
Arthur?
Yeah. He looked funny.
Such a good
and
game.
Beautiful Joe.
Oh, who was the other guy? Not Beautiful Joe, but the other guy. That looks like Beautiful Joe, but he's not. He's from Mega Man.
Zero.
I did fairly well with Zero.
Yeah. I don't know. I wish Mega Man was in there.
I did pretty good with Thor, too. I was actually surprised.
Who
I don't know. I
kind of
want to go home.
I was addicted to the dog.
kind of like Russian porn. I was just really into the dog.
I just really like dog porn. Yeah. It was like
that retriever's got a beaver that never goes dry.
Somebody's going to fucking totally dog us out.
Yeah. You're the one that should know this. You were playing the other two characters.
Which one are you talking about?
I don't know. I should have looked it up.
Because I had the cat and the dog and then
okay.
the bat.
White wolf-looking girl. Dog.
You knew
about,
what it
was
from,
the,
and you mentioned it whenever we were playing.
It's just, I'm
they had that
fucking
anime movie they put out for it a few years ago.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
The ghost wolf
thing.
It was the dog that they call the ghost wolf.
We're just making ourselves look like.
I really don't. Yeah, I really don't want to look it up.
Hagger's in the game.
Yep, and Spencer from Bionic Commando.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he looks just like the P or the Xbox 360 one.
Yep.
That point we said the P one.
I was going to say PS3, but I don't know if he was
okay,
ever on it.
I heard a rumor that Frank West was supposed to be in it, Chuck Green.
Oh, Chuck Green, okay.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be in it too, and I was all hyped about him or Frank being in the game, and neither one of them made it.
I know.
Even I would have appreciated that.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's cool and all. You really don't need Chris Redfield and Wesker in the same game.
Yeah, they were in several of the same games. So.
Yeah, no, you don't need them in both. You don't need Taskmaster. Sorry.
Yeah.
Taskmaster's a horrible villain.
I've always thought they should just, you know, they did a.
I was happy about the Sentinel.
No.
Yeah.
But Celebrity Deathmatch, remember Celebrity Deathmatch?
Yeah.
They need to do an updated game of that where you can fight Billy Corgan versus Bjork.
What they really need to do is Capcom versus Nintendo. Or Nintendo versus Capcom. Mm. I think that would be a brilliant game.
Going more with actual systems, though, do Nintendo versus Sega.
Well,
that's a grudge match.
That is a pissed-out grudge match.
Super Smash Brothers have Sega characters in it.
I know. That's why you can be selective about it. You can find ones that are not originally on Nintendo. They're on Sega, so you can have a number of things. Or even go update to, like, Nintendo 64 versus... Do 64 versus PS1 or something. You know, actually pull out the greatest characters that are console selective.
I don't know. I think it would be more tangible for actual Nintendo versus Capcom.
Well, if you went with Nintendo, you'd have to have Mad Max, because that's where the original Mad Max game was on, was on Nintendo. You can also have the guy from Pitfall, who I think all he can do is swing a whip and get eaten by alligators.
Logan's Run?
Yeah. I was going to say, they never made a video game for Logan's Run. I wish they would have. So,
no, I don't know.
Burger Time.
It's like, it's clear.
Marvel vs. Capcom, it's really fun. I will never be good enough to be tournament grade, but there
might be.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Like, I have a turbo controller. I can just hit the button and it just punches you 20
there's
times.
There's a few things that I have grudges against, and I've said a couple. Number one, they're kind of tutorial thing. They're explaining the moves and stuff. Mm. Unless you have a background playing, like Street Fighter or
I think that's the idea.
Marvel vs. Capcom. Yeah. you're not going to really do much. You're going to button mash the entire... Are you blowing off your fingers? You're, like, getting ready for a match.
I am.
I hate tutorials on pretty much every type of game that's out there. Like, for instance, like, Final Fantasy VII. One of the worst things about that game was pretty much the entire first, what would you say, 14 hours of playing that game was pretty much tutorials?
Yeah.
No, but, I mean, it would be pretty sweet, like, okay.
Now you learn how to fight for the past 10 hours. Here's a tutorial over Materia.
DOA, so. DOA did a cool kind of...
Bouncy.
Boobs. Stuff. Everywhere.
No, they did but, that.
Didn't they have this cool, one like, commercial that was a chick in fight stance with her boobs going up and down for like 30 seconds? That's all
oh my god,
was.
I hate you all. No, they did a cool like fight system. Like if you wanted to boobs. Learn the moves, it would be like press X, Y, B, and this is what it looks like.
Think of your
and
buttons
it does
as
the
boobs.
Actual thing because I don't know. I don't know if this is a special attack or if it's just a hi-ya punch. I don't know exactly
don't know
what
it,
it's
you,
supposed
you don't
to fucking
know
look
if
like.
If it's a toucan.
Yeah.
kind of
a toucan.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of pulling this out of my ass because you started talking about touching boobs in your controller. Yeah. Remember that thing I sent to you?
Oh,
sent you from,
the clit, the clit hero the, thing?
Yeah, no, it was called Vagina Hero.
Yeah, Vagina Hero. Did you guys see that?
No.
It was like this whole like Guitar Hero themed vagina.
It was this huge ass controller.
And it had like 30
oh,
buttons
God, yes,
on
I have
with a clit
that.
And a butthole button as well. And it showed the image on the screen with all these things coming into me.
It's in a V.
You had to push all the buttons in the right way to get the chick to orgasm.
Does the controller start vibrating?
Yeah, I think they said swells. It moans. I wonder if it like emits juice when it's really going. You know, but it gets foggy in the room.
So how about a break?
Yeah, I think a break would be good. About
so wait, hold on. Marvel vs. Capcom, good game. You don't know Jack, good game. Stacking, good game. Mass Effect 2, good game.
Magica,
break.
Nice. Okay, well we're gonna go ahead and take a break, and we're gonna go play some Vagina Hero, Justin.
Yeah,
it's about time you got back in the swing. All right, and welcome back from our break. I hope you enjoyed that. I'm sure everybody at the table did.
I did.
Yes. And we're going to move on to some news. And to start the news off, we got the man who seems to know everything. We got Justin.
Actually, I'm going to start this off even not on the page here.
God.
Oh, my God.
That page is so long.
Duty calls. Yes. Funniest advertisement ever. It's on our front page.
Yes.
Boring.
Oh, so
boring.
Awesome.
Boring.
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 Master Sergeant of Sergeant First Class.
A very important sergeant person. Yeah. That,
to the
I love
extreme.
It's like every time you kill somebody, you level up, and it just adds more and more to the... You're the master sergeant. The most important people are master sergeants. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
They're laying hard on cut-ups.
It's like, I am your stereotypical Russian with a nuclear bomb detonator in my hand.
Missile bomb.
With an
eye patch and fine dress. I am obviously
I'm not going to give you the bomb. Can I have the bomb? Okay.
I like the guy. What does he say? I am going to stand here and tell you something very important, and then he gets run
over. He's like, I'm going to point at you.
Yeah, I'm going to point at you, and I'm going to pretend to say something important to the mission, and then I'm going to get run over and killed, which will just add to the dramatic essence of the video game, and thus further moving the plot along.
Like,
and like,
you'll never.
Slow.
We are ruining all of this.
I want
us to realize.
Yeah,
well, no, we haven't
true.
Said what it's for, though, so yeah. Hmm.
Just watch it on the front
true.
Page.
Bloody screen. So real.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Whenever you get shot by a bullet, your screen gets bloody. It goes, bloody screen. So surreal.
Blurred
it's
vision.
So awesome. That's the best advertising I've ever seen.
Yeah, you should watch it for the advertisement at the end and the filter song.
It is a playable advertisement for those who don't know what it is. Justin?
Yeah, it's 700 megs. It's for Bulletstorm, one of my most anticipated games coming out this week.
Awesome.
And they made this own little mini game that's like, what, about 10 minutes long?
Yeah, I got to say, Mike Capps, I really got to give you some props, dude. You have a fucking sense of humor. Your team has a fucking sense of humor.
Yep.
You might be an asshole, but I think you're funny as shit.
Yeah.
So we're going to give it up to you, Mike Capps.
You get our Dick Tits Award.
Yes.
So these tits are dicks for you.
All right. So moving along.
back on the page.
Back on the page. Which I need you to scroll up for me.
Scrolling.
Boring.
They're adding a character to Mortal Kombat that a lot of people are really upset about, and some people are happy about.
Is it Bin Laden?
No, his name's Noob.
Noob Saibot.
Noob.
He's the teleporting ninja.
No, nobody's going to play that guy.
Yeah.
He's also you. Wait. Hold on.
He's an all black.
And then there's also the mechanical Noob Saibot.
I don't know if this one's mechanical or not, but he's making a return in the new MK
series.
What
about Smoke? Is Smoke in it?
I just pulled up one thing on this. This was on MK News that I found.
Can we get back on page?
You don't even like Mortal Kombat.
I'm moderator. Let's get back on page.
He's got a move that makes you vomit.
Oh, my God, dude. Well, every guy has a move that makes them.
No. One of the new things about Mortal Kombat is you do these special moves, and it shows X-ray vision of you, like, breaking bones and shit.
God, I saw that.
Oh, like and Romeo so Must Die kind of thing.
Yeah.
It looks so amazing.
And so you do this to this guy's stomach, and you see him vomit.
So it's like they got Zack Snyder to direct the video game.
We watched an entire video of just people getting their arms smashed and stuff. And it's
and
just
their
hearing
skulls
it
are getting cracked and stuff like that.
You see their
it's,
bowels rupture.
Yeah, it's great.
It's pretty intense. They're like, how can we make this more M-rated?
So it's like after you
Let's
play
X-ray
this.
X-ray everything that's happening inside.
So it's like after you play this game, you're pretty much ready for med school. You've graduated. You're like, I know that if I punch you right here, your rib will crack, which will then cause your lung to puncture.
No, I was talking to people at work about it, and we thought it'd be really cool.
Oh, okay, go.
He just had a revelation.
If we had, like, if Mortal Kombat, one of their, like, special edition things, actually came with the X-rays of different characters.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that would be kick-ass.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Well, one thing that I saw was cool. It looked like it was a fatality. Sub-Zero shoves his hand and goes into X-ray mode into a guy's chest and then freezes his heart and pulls it out.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Cool. I was like, oh, my God.
Now, pulling off that, is it like playing the piano?
It's like, finish him. It's like, oh, man, I didn't mean like that. I should kill him. Fuck, Jesus.
Let me go through a couple of those.
It looks so amazing.
It's like, you definitely won the sadistic asshole award.
Sub-Zero.
Did anybody watch the Super Bowl?
Yes.
No.
Did you see the Test Baby commercial?
No.
From the Bureau of Travel? It's like they're doing all these tests about people and stuff and hotels, and it shows these people jump around this bed in this hotel room, and the mom has a baby in her hand. It's all glass windows, and the baby flips up in the air, and it actually slow-mo, and this baby like slams into the window, and its face, it's a rubber baby, and its face starts smearing, and it goes back to the guy. He goes, "Test baby," and then just goes on with the commercial.
Damn.
I was just like, I don't know what that commercial's for, but that's one of my favorite fucking commercials.
The fucked up droid commercial.
Oh, yeah, the one that was like a Chris Cunningham with the opposable phones.
Yes, that was such a fucked up.
Did you see the Doritos commercial?
Oh,
where they're sucking off each other's fingers.
Oh, they've been playing that one for a while.
Oh my God, that's gross.
I saw the new pug one where the pug attack where the dog breaks through the door. The little pug dog slams
really
through the door.
Yeah, that was really funny because it's slow motion and he's like, you want it?
He's got a glass door in front trying to get the pug. And she's like, "Stop messing with my dog." He's like, "He'll be fine."
She's like, "Don't hurt him."
Yeah. He's like, "He'll be fine." And the dog like punches through the door and slams on the guy and just steals his bag of Doritos. He's like, "The pug stole my chips."
Oh, no, the BMW one was my favorite.
So I don't like the car commercials too.
Which BMW one?
It was the Darth Vader one.
No, that's Volkswagen.
Or Volkswagen.
Yeah.
That's the only
car commercial I liked. Because have you seen the photo that's making fun of?
No.
The Sad Vader. Go online and look up Sad Vader. This kid has some pictures of him upload online, and he's just sitting in like a restaurant, like a fast food restaurant, with like a DS in front of him on the table, and his hands are down, and he's got this Vader mask on, and like a little neck. He's wearing like shorts, and it's a little kid. It just looks so sad. Then they have a picture of him in a stroller. His head's down and stuff. And it was kind of a nod to the Sad Vader thing, which was a huge, huge viral thing, and I was like, that is so good. And the costume is like great quality in that commercial they use, man.
Yeah, it's a little miniature Vader.
It was so amazing, though, because like, whenever they actually start the car, he's so excited, and he's freaking out.
That's like when he tries to force move his sandwich. Mom slides it down to him. And then they have the Jerry Lewis Snickers commercial now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
with Roseanne.
With Swamp Logger type set, and where he's out doing swamp logging, and he's like sitting there bitching and moaning, and the guy's like, "Jerry, man, you should really eat something. Here's the Snickers." And he eats it, turns back to the regular guy. It's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, man. I just we know how you get. And then they show Roseanne out there, and she's bitching, and a giant log slams into her and knocks her into the ground. I was like, that made the commercial worth it. But because of Curb Your Enthusiasm, I mean, I love Jerry Lewis, but that kind of brought him back into the limelight, so I was kind of happy to see him on that commercial. So
news!
Anyways, that was technically news.
Bioshock movie's not coming out.
Right now,
because of the R rating.
No, it's Gore Vorlatsky said he won't do it. He won't direct it. He's been saying he won't direct it for a while.
For those that don't know, he's the guy that did Pirates, which then he decided he was going to try to produce it.
Not,
and he was
not
gonna
the
get
porno
the guy from
Pirates, but no.
Oh,
yeah.
28 weeks later.
Yeah, he did 28 weeks later, and he was going to direct get him to do it, which I thought that's a fucking fantastic choice.
No, it's not.
I'll do it, I guess.
Dude, Martin Scorsese.
Oh, God.
That'd be boring as shit.
Have you seen Shutter Island?
Let's just get Tarantino.
Yeah, Shutter Island's the one that halfway...
Scorsese, really?
Was it
boring as shit.
Shutter Island was the one we watched halfway through. I said, I bet this is kind of an advanced therapy regression thing.
Yeah, we hanged in New York for an hour and a half, and I was like,
and then the commercials were like, an ending you'll be talking about for 3 weeks. It's like, no.
Goodfellas, Casino, Raging Bull, Taxi Drivers.
Goodfellas is one of my favorite movies, but direction-wise, it is a boring film.
I could see him.
It's
doing
slow.
It.
I still love Goodfellas,
but
it's slow paced.
With settings, atmospheres, he is great with that.
At making things look
authentic
in a setting, but not. He's not.
Rapture's not a setting.
It's a sci-fi fucking setting.
I still say they get the guy who did City of Lost Children, Jean Giono.
I say they just get me.
Jean Giono. Well, City of the Lost Children is kind of like that.
Yeah, I know. Delicatessen, City of Lost Children. He's the perfect fit for the atmosphere for the retrofitted technology.
It'd all be in French.
No, it wouldn't be all. He'd have some of his French, you know, English-speaking actors. He'd be great. Guillermo del Toro's got his plate full right now. So he's doing the H.P. Lovecraft thing, doing the video game thing, all
that
crap.
When does
Hellboy 3 is never coming out.
Oh,
that's
God,
what you're going to ask.
No. Slap.
Kick-Ass 2.
No. The girl...
Sucker Punch. I don't know how you knew. Zack Snyder
about,
is the guy we were trying to remember the name.
Yeah, I like Zack.
He's
Snyder.
The one directing Sucker Punch, which is about a girl who gets locked in an institution by her very evil stepfather, and she goes into a alternative reality to try and deal with it, where she discovers how to escape from the hospital.
There are a lot of things going on. I thought she was in. She's not in a hospital.
He puts her in an insane asylum. It's the descriptions I've read. So that he puts her in a crazy home.
I thought she had been in a
in the
like
movie,
a foster home.
No,
the
in the movie,
time.
Her stepfather puts her into a mental hospital.
Okay.
According to everything I've read, including IMDb, they said they put her inside a mental hospital where she goes into an alternate reality where she deals with all this other crap, but also teaches her how to escape from the mental home or whatever the facility she's in.
Isn't there a lot of bad stuff that happens to her in it, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
okay.
The whole point for why she has a psychotic break and goes
to
another reality. So.
It's all good. It's all good.
It just looks like a creepy movie. But,
so video games?
Yeah.
There might be a video game for that one. I don't know.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I'd like to see the sex scene where they stepfather, you know, it'd be done up like God of War. X-A-B.
You're fucked up, dude.
X-A-B-Y.
Okay.
X-A-B. And then you get a card.
So what other news do you have?
I have a fuck ton.
Yeah, he does, man.
I know.
I wish my first name was Gore.
Felicia Day is doing a webisode series for Dragon Age. Jesus Christ. He killed somebody.
Mic mishap.
Felicia Day is doing a webisode series for Dragon Age. It's a 6-episode series.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be due out, I think, later this year. Heard rumored spring, but probably not.
I heard spring, too.
But it's
Did you see the pictures, though?
I didn't, but I'll believe you.
There's another thing that's kind of important. We've all been talking about and hearing about our video games art or not. There is an exhibition going on at the Smithsonian in March of 2012. Nominees right now, Fallout, the original.
Nice. Yeah.
And a few others. But you can vote for it, and I'm going to post a link on our website right underneath this podcast to where you can register and vote for what you think is art and what is not.
It'd be really humorous if it was at the actual Museum of Science in Seattle. considering that they
the one in Washington D.C.
Yeah, considering that they
well, since it's at the Smithsonian.
Yeah, but that they ruined it and made it into a level, you know, inside of Fallout 3. So
that would be kind of interesting.
That would be funny.
Well, I mean, it's go back to Bethesda and then do an expansion of the original, and that's already in D.C. Yeah, so
move to the end.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
Darkspore beta sign up is already put a link on the site.
I saw that.
Darkspore, for all those of you who didn't know, there was that game Spore. You could create your own creatures from like fucking amoebas and then end up with creating your own world. Well, I mean, it's just a weird game.
Maxis
makes
cool
great games, but it's a weird game. Kind of a niche audience, so they made an RPG out of the character creation tool, basically. And it looks a lot like Warcraft 3 with small parties, and it's kind of an RTS, but kind of an RPG. Fully customizable characters, so you can pick whatever the fuck you want and make some kind of badass RPG character out of it.
Yeah.
So, looks fucking cool. There's a beta going on.
You can make a golem.
You should fucking sign up for it.
Do you think that you are a golem?
Golem.
One of us. Yeah. Stranger than Fiction. Oh, <yeah. laughs> Do you think you're a golem?
There's a Halo map pack coming out. This one's going to be really interesting because it's being made by 343 instead of Bungie.
Yeah.
It includes one firefight map and two regular maps. You're going to get, let's see, if I can even read my shit from here. Highlands and Condemned, which are the new regular maps. And
Fire.
Then you got the new firefight map, Unearthed.
Unearthed.
So that's due out in March. I'm looking forward to it. Also, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, how much the price is going to be? Or
I'm sure it's going to be $10. Halo hasn't been too bad on their map packs.
Yeah, but for something like that, I don't know. I just, yeah. I go for like 600. That was 800 points for
the Call of Duty map pack was $20.
I know, that's because Call of Duty's a cocksucker when it comes to that.
Well, it sold 21 million copies.
Like I said, they're cocksuckers when it comes to that.
They can charge whatever they want.
Yeah.
Nintendo actually had something interesting, and I showed you guys this last night.
Yep.
That they had a expo for the 3DS up in Bristol. I believe it was Bristol. Doesn't matter. But anyways, they had this machine that had like these rotating logos of different Nintendo shit, and it was in a prism, and it was completely fucking 3D.
Yeah.
It was. You could look at it from all angles, and it was 3D. It looked like a fucking hologram.
Yep.
It was awesome.
It was fucking over the top. So, kind of interested to see what Nintendo does, because they always bring new technology to the forefront.
Yeah.
But there's a thing about Nintendo that kind of, I don't know, there's, they have a policy, and it goes back to the 1980s, where they basically don't do mature games. And so that's why, like, there was an article that was in one of the GameStop magazines about the Sega guy trying to put mature games like Mad World and things like that on the Wii platform, and they just don't sell on Wii, because Nintendo's original product statement was they're going to keep family in the fun, basically.
Yeah.
Like, I got a whole thing that I got on my news here. I'm not going to really go into it because it's really long, but I got a whole dissertation as to what their company statement, or what do they call it, that mission statement
is. Mission statement, yeah.
About how they're going to make sure that everything's wholesome and blah, 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 blah. Basically not M-rated. And so,
but it's still bullshit because they still occasionally pop out.
Nintendo doesn't actually do any of the mature ones.
Yeah, that's true. But
and
they still
started doing
it. So.
They started doing it on what? GameCube?
N64.
Well, no, I'm thinking about Wii right now. I'm thinking about Dead Space Extraction.
Right.
We've got some violent stuff in it.
Right, but typically speaking, mature rated titles don't do well on Wii.
No, they don't.
And for as many units as that sells and Nintendo sells on the DS, it's not a good platform for it. So
I remember when Wii was coming out, they were making it out like they were going to go into the direction of making some adult games. So they had that one they were talking about doing where the entire advertisement for it, in the article talking about, was the White House with swastika flags hanging down from it. And they were saying, this is going to be a game about what if Germany had won the war. And I was just like,
are
you serious?
That
might
have been taken a little bit too over the top.
I was like, are you serious? And they're like, yes, what if Germany did win the war? It could have been a joke, but it was pretty funny. So
I had read a story about, and I'm bringing this up on the podcast to contrast it with something else. I go through a lot of news sources, so I mean, obviously I didn't do this myself. But looking at some news sources, I found a story where a kid had killed his mother because she took his PlayStation 3 away. 16 years old, he fucking beat her up and then threw something on her, and then she didn't die, and so he, like, fucking took a chair leg and then beat her up until she died.
Jesus Christ,
because
man.
She took his PlayStation 3. And at the end, he's like, well, I really miss her. She was the only person that loved me. And it's like, well.
You probably shouldn't have killed her.
Probably
you
shouldn't
can't
have
press continue on that.
Yeah,
shit.
It's like, yeah. I couldn't restore my save.
But the good news of this is there was another story that I found that said games don't desensitize gamers to violence.
No, that was just anger problems.
That was a disturbed
child. Just consumerism.
Yeah, it didn't have anything to do with her taking the actual PlayStation. If she would have taken something else,
you never see an Xbox owner doing
shit like that. It probably
wouldn't
have mattered. She could have taken his car keys and he could have done
exactly.
The same.
Yeah. I mean, if it didn't happen now, then yeah, whenever he's got a car, he does something wrong.
A sociopath is a sociopath one fucking way or another. It doesn't matter what they're doing.
I'm not going to go into the whole story because it's actually fairly long.
Yeah.
But there was a study that's on, I believe, called GamerFeed that was showing where you don't have a long-term memory for the emotional digression, basically.
Yeah.
So because it's fantasy for normal people that can, you know, discern what is fantasy and what's
and
not,
what's
it
real,
doesn't
yeah.
leave a lasting impression. It's kind of like the bullshit episode that we always bring up every now and then. That the kid that liked the FPSs, that liked
yeah,
Call of Duty,
the gunfire,
he
one,
actually
yeah.
did something that involved a gun, and it freaked him out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and so it really doesn't cross over.
Well, the way they did this study, because I actually read your news earlier, so I went and looked it up, and you have it mentioned there, it was actually kind of interesting the way they did it by showing 150 images to people who have a lifetime of playing games, and some of them were really negative, brutal images, some neutral and some positive, and then sometime later they brought them back and showed them the same images with about 100 different distractor images in there, and they asked them to, was there anything, have you seen this picture before, and what they found is that most of the positive imagery, they couldn't remember if they saw it or not before, but a lot of the negative ones, which if they were desensitized, they would not have remembered them, remembered seeing, oh yeah, the one with the guy with his head through the car window, yeah, you know, if you're desensitized to it, you wouldn't remember because it wouldn't affect you as much. And that's the whole point of the study. That's how it works. And it was kind of an interesting thing to read about.
Another news story, just off the cuff here. Assassin's Creed's it's rumored they're going to announce the new game here in May.
Nice.
There is a rumor from Blizzard that Diablo 3 is coming out this year, that I have confirmed with three sources now that they have actually said something about that. EA is actually talking about Dead Space 3.
Damn.
So, it did really fucking well. I've been looking at sales numbers, and right now they're probably, what, close to 500,000?
Yeah.
And it's only been out, what? Two and a half weeks,
and they're theorizing, and it was actually it wasn't even a goof up. I think it was a purposeful promotional stunt where he said they were actually talking to him about the sales, and he said, "Well, we're doing pretty good, but I think things will really hit the roof when Dead Space 3." And they were like, "Are you serious?" So that's kind of where it came from.
Well, and we were actually looking at sales numbers, and I was trying to determine what the next big game is based on pre-sale numbers. Right now, I showed you this last night. Uh-huh. Pokemon, Black and White, already up to almost 1 million. a lot of people that like Pokemon. I mean, I missed that whole train of shit.
Yeah, so
I never really caught on to it. But
I played Pokemon
in
Red.
But yeah, but you're like 6 years old, younger than me.
It's like I missed the party bus on that one.
So. A lot, like almost everyone that I work with plays it too. So. And the restaurant.
That's pretty significant pre-sale numbers, too. And this isn't even out until, what, later next month?
Yeah.
Here in, like, 2 weeks?
Oh, is it coming out the end of this month?
Next week is the end of this month.
Oh, shit.
What it comes down to is you and I, Justin, are just not serious enough gamers.
Obviously.
To be in the Pokemon field.
Well, neither am I.
Gotta catch them all.
Well, to contrast that, the next biggest game is at about...
Chuck 'em all!
Between Xbox and PS3, and I didn't see the PC pre-sale so far, but Dragon Age 2 is actually the next runner-up. And they're only at a little... between the two consoles, they're over about 350 right now.
Oh, okay.
So, not doing too bad, but that doesn't compare to Pokemon.
Yeah.
On one system.
Yeah, on one system, and it's DS exclusive.
Yeah.
So, not bad at all.
We all know that DS is sold like... Fucking Nintendo has more money than God, but...
Yeah.
And then they come out with their 3DS and...
Actually, I think
they trademarked God.
Yeah, they might have trademarked God.
Yeah, they did.
He's got the face of a plumber.
They made him into Yoshi. That's his new job.
But, yeah, so there's a... some pretty significant sales numbers out there right now for that. Really, I don't know if there's anything else that I really want to go into.
Well, you got the guidelines.
That was something totally different that I didn't feel was...
I see the word sex, so I'm just all about it. What is it?
Is there anything else that I got on? That's it.
No, that's the end of your list.
Okay, right, yeah. If you're looking at that right now, and that's just, this is why I'm not going into this. This is the Nintendo mission statement.
Ah.
That's their content guidelines. Do you see how fucking crazy specific that is?
Yeah, graphic illustrations of death, violence, abuse, force in a sports game beyond what is inherent in actual content. So you can't, like, rip off the opponent's head and spike it. Is that too drastic?
I think so maybe there's
more
like
blood bowl.
But ear biting is fine, right? And Wii boxing, is ear biting okay? Because that happens in regular. So it's like, hey, he did it, so we'll put it inside Wii boxing. You ever seen your avatar without his ears? So,
it's really specific.
What's this? What's this right here? Hold on. Will not reflect ethnic, religious, nationalistic, or sexual stereotypes of language. This includes symbols that are related to any type of racial, religious, nationalistic, or ethnic groups, such as crosses, pentagrams, gods, Roman mythological gods are acceptable. Satan, hell, Buddha is not.
Wait. No national.
This is their mission statement from 1988.
Yeah.
Hold on. No nationality.
Nationalistic or ethnic group.
No. Okay. What is this gross over exaggeration of Mario as an Italian?
That is true.
Yeah.
I will give him that because
he is Mario.
Related to any type of racial, religious, nationalistic, or ethnic group. And what about Luigi? He's just as bad. Let's see here. Pentagrams, gods.
You know, I like the last Roman one. Includes subliminal political messages or overt political statements.
Yeah.
They covered all their bases.
You didn't see on Super Mario Galaxy, they're saying go Palin.
Oh, so this is why you've never seen Mario shoot smack. They don't allow drugs or smoking materials or any alcohol in video games.
This is why GTA never met it to Nintendo.
But you eat mushrooms.
Yeah, you do eat mushrooms. I see a little bit of loopholes in this, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, I do. If Matt was here, he'd have a field day with this because he knows about those mushrooms. So he had a long speech on
speech about the history
our
of the
Call
mushroom.
Of Duty, I think our Call of Duty Black Ops episode. He was going all about the origin of the Mario mushroom. So
he's big into Mario.
Yep.
Yeah. And mushrooms.
Mythology surrounding it.
Yeah, and mushrooms. So he knows a lot about them. Man's like a super chef.
I read some early reviews on Duke that still leave me hyped. I think the big complaint, the review I read was started off with the gameplay being not as solid as some of the other shooters, blah, 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 blah. And he just kept going on and on and on about how this and that didn't compare to this and that. And he said about 2 hours in, I just realized that I had a smile on my face and I couldn't get off.
I did like the...
this game is extremely fun. Yeah,
I did like the G4 Video Game Awards intro where it was basically Duke Nukem and Claptrap from Borderlands. They were shitting all over every video game that came out this year. Duke was on a throne and Claptrap was saying, you know, you need to really start marketing yourself to the masses, you know, like, you know, Red Dead and fucking Halo. And he goes like, and they're like, you know, like, for instance, like, you know, God of War has this in it, and it has giant creatures and shit. He goes, well, I got a clip for that, and it shows him fighting this gigantic chick with three boobs, and it comes back to him, and he's just like, I'd still hit it. And then it, like, shows him talking about Halo, and it shows him walking out.
Well,
this,
don't spoil it too much.
Well, no, it's just one funny thing. He comes walking out, and the guard is sitting there, and he's like, yeah, and he's like, hey, Duke, we got your power armor here. He's got Master Chief power armor, and he just stops and stares. He goes, power armor's for pussies, and, like, walks off. And he's just like, well, okay, we got a gun.
I just like the whole, like, Dos Equis commercial they had at the beginning of that.
Yeah, yeah.
See, Duke Nukem, this is what I saw a lot of people bitching about. And so I was actually looking at Kotaku for this. And Kotaku allows a feed going on below their news articles. And there was a lot of people that were younger than us even that are just now, you know, college freshmen and college sophomores saying, I don't give two shits about Duke. And I think what people don't realize is Duke Nukem is the video game Chuck Norris.
But he's the birth of a lot of this stuff. Was,
I mean, it was
Bulletstorm wouldn't be around if Duke Nukem.
He is like the one of the first things
the
to really...
The godfather.
He's like the godfather of FPSs. And I think that...
Well, balls to the wall FPS too.
Yeah, and it's... It was always about humor. It was always about over-the-top, offensive bullshit that was really tongue-in-cheek.
Misogynistic.
Really. But, I mean, you never really take it seriously, you know what I mean?
I knew some people that took it seriously.
Well, yeah. If you kill the babes in Duke Nukem 3D,
yeah,
like more monsters attack.
Yeah.
So you're all about saving the chicks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it looks really interesting. I think the funniest thing that I like about it so far is that instead of having health packs, you stroke your ego to get your health back.
You just go like, ooh.
So you compliment yourself. You got to find a way to... I don't know how they're pulling it off. I know that one of the ways they're doing it is if you look at yourself in the mirror, it pumps your ego back up. If you find some weights...
Oh, my God, dude.
You can pump your ego back up.
That's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
So
I like how they're using this entire rebirth of Duke Nukem just to basically knock the shit out of every other first-person shooter kind of franchise.
Well, I think they're kind of on the same bandwagon as Mike Capps with Epic Games.
Yeah, just basically saying, you know what? You guys have been doing the same fucking thing since Halo. Let's... take it to another fucking
field.
Let's
be funny.
Yeah.
Let's be over-the-top offensive. Let's just be funny.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where...
throw some dick tits.
Where Combat Evolved has kind of reached its evolutionary peak, and they're still doing cool stuff here and there with first-person shooters, but it's time to kind of get a fucking sense of humor about it. Like Borderlands.
Borderlands was revolutionary.
Yeah, they came out, and they were just making fun of the genre, largely making fun of it, making fun of the over-the-top enemies and stuff, and it worked. Duke Nukem, I think, is going to kind of carry it on to
I think Gearbox is the perfect studio for this.
Oh, perfect fucking studio, yeah. Especially since they were involved with the first Halo when Combat Evolved came out. They were involved with it back then.
So
definitely interesting to see what they're going to do with it.
I think it's just, I think it's pulling out that our, you know, one of our capstone FPS guys, one of our capstone guys is going to be back in gaming. And I think it's important for adult gamers because we're the ones with the money. Let's just face it. I mean,
sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
But I have a lot more money than a college kid.
Yeah, if the White House shuts down next. If the White House shuts down next month.
You're sort of a college kid still, but
yes, that's why I hope the government doesn't shut down next month when Congress doesn't decide on a budget again like they did back in the 90s.
But you're still a college kid. So.
Do you even read the news right now? Or?
Yeah, Egypt.
Oh no, I'm not talking about no. Congress and President are arguing over the budget and. Do you remember back in the 90s when Clinton was in office and they couldn't figure out a budget? The government shut down for like 30 days?
Yeah.
That might happen again March 4th.
I'm sure it will.
Well, if the fucking teabaggers will stop fucking around, then yeah, we might. So.
Wow. Well, this isn't a political cast.
I know. I'm just saying. It is their fault. But anyways, not to offend anybody, this is a free speech thing.
Yeah, and
so,
they have the right to not listen to it.
Yes. No, they have the right to be like, oh, he's entitled to his opinion.
Yeah, because everybody in America is freaking.
Because everybody in America doesn't have a fucking sense of humor about shit. So.
That's all I got on news. Is
that's all you got?
Anything else?
Andrew?
Like 20 minutes.
No, I didn't get it.
You got one?
I do have. I was going to talk about Dead Island.
Oh, fuck you for even mentioning it. No, just
kidding.
I'll go ahead.
You'll get into it.
We'll talk. Here, you go first with something you got, and then we'll both talk really quick about that.
Sony has issued a statement warning users that attempt to pirate software. Their PSN accounts or consoles might be banned permanently.
They need to do that because
they should have done that a long time.
Because their store's fucking broken.
Yeah.
But they have actually, they've gone through, I guess they've found a way to ban the accounts and ban the consoles. So.
Oh, wait. They still have the code so they can unban it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
They should look into that.
Of a loophole.
Yeah.
There's that. But.
Okay. Well, you and I, actually everybody at this table can talk about it. I posted something new on the forum today underneath video games multi-platform. New trailer finally came out for Dead Island, which was a project brought up back in 2005 that kind of disappeared, and then Left 4 Dead came out, and they're finally bringing it back, and it looks phenomenal. The new trailer, what did you guys think of it?
Amazing.
That was the best CGI I've seen in a video game trailer.
Not even just the CGI, just the whole way, the structure and everything. It was well done.
Everything about the trailer was great.
It was sad, you know. And this is a zombie video game. It's actually a zombie survival RPG.
It kind of made me feel like I might care about the characters.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think I don't know if those people in the preview are actually going to be the characters.
The publishers actually called it a first-person zombie slasher / action RPG.
Yeah, it is going to have RPG elements in it. It's actually you on this island trying to find your way off is what it's about.
Yeah.
And
and they only have like a few guns set up throughout the entire island, so you actually have to search.
Melee.
You have to search for ways to get off the island and stuff like
that. It wasn't Left 4 Dead, it was Dead Rising. That it came right before and they stopped because of Dead Rising.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah. But they brought it back, and I'll tell you one thing, it's probably one of the best looking trailers I've ever seen in quite a while. It looks beautiful, man, and
if
it's sad.
If they do a
sad.
Cool zombie RPG, I'm going to be, like, stuck in my room for 30 hours.
Well, I'm all over this game so far.
It looks amazing as it is, and it's up to 4 players, too.
Yeah, it has co-op on it.
Has anybody shown any gameplay footage?
A little bit, actually, yeah. No, I did.
I know they did in 05. I didn't know if
I found some. Go ahead.
I didn't know if they had any new. I knew they had some gameplay back in 05.
I found some where a guy actually decapitates a zombie with melee, I think. And another one where he actually chopped the zombie's head off
from the
jaw.
Cheek.
Yeah, from the jaw up or something like that. Yeah.
I saw the one with the crowbar.
The guy actually.
Well, you should keep up on
cut.
That. Keep posting news.
No, I've been waiting for this.
It's
that's
to be out
how
this
I wait for this.
Sometime. It's supposed to be out this year.
I think it's
sometime.
Mid or late quarter it's supposed to come out.
Well, it's not being
out.
Developed by Blizzard, so it probably will.
Yeah, that's true. It's Microsoft working with Tech Lab, I think is her name. But
it's
Techland and I think Deep Silver or something
Deep
like
Silver
that.
Deep Silver are the publishers, yeah.
Yeah, so it's definitely looking really great. The graphics are great, and you should go to the forums and go underneath new games, and underneath multi-platform. We have a link up there for the actual video, and it looks phenomenal.
It does. And they say that it's story-based. It's meant for co-op, up to 4 players. The players can come and go as they please, but... Mm. If you want to go through and play it by yourself, you can do that too.
Yes.
But it's best to play with other people.
This is not a Left 4
RPG for multiple people.
Oh, it's been a story based.
I'm sure me and
like that,
Trent will probably pick it up on release and play it together.
Yeah.
Oh,
so will we.
Huh? What you want?
This guy.
Oh, I will.
That's sarcasm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Andrew will probably quit after 30 minutes because this is too scary. Once the sun goes down, he'll just be like, I ain't playing no more. So I gotta go.
Zombies might come out and eat
me. So I gotta go and take a shower. I just crap myself. Yeah, but no, it definitely looks really cool. I can't wait to see what they do with it. I mean, the whole thing just looks brutally. But just do check out the trailer. It is just, and add them on, like them on Facebook.
That's probably one of the, I'm just going to say that's like one of the best trailers I've seen in a while.
Yes, I was really impressed with it.
That's better than like all but about 4 movie trailers I can think of.
Yes.
And it's a game.
And it's a fucking game.
Yeah.
It actually makes you like get into what you're watching and actually...
Like, I was sitting across the room, and I pulled up the chair, and I just got right up in the screen. I was like, what's
this? Yeah, well, because at first you're like, aww. That
girl.
And then at the very end, you're just like,
what a bitch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, and the look on his face at the end when he's... Yeah, you're just like, oh, wow, that's so sad.
And
but
like
the
pictures and stuff at the end.
Yeah, do make sure you watch the trailer past the actual title name because there's a little bit more past that lets you...
Watch and then watch the trailer for Duty Calls immediately after.
Yes, watch it. Go and play the trailer for Duty Calls. But anyway, so that's all of our news, I do believe. We are covered up on news, so...
We are covered up on news.
Yes. So what we're going to do is we're going to say fuck news because nobody cares about listening to us ramble, and we're going to jump into the comedy claptrap corner. And
just for Andrew,
I know.
Yeah,
no query here.
No query.
No query.
Anyway, so Holly, do you got anything for us about what was our question about what video game character would you want with you during the zombie apocalypse? And it has to be a character who has not been in a zombie game previously.
I do have Brian W. said the dude from Prototype.
He's pretty destructive.
Yes, and he can climb buildings and do a sugar glider thing.
God, I was looking at pictures of that the other day. A friend of mine mentioned what a sugar glider he got. It's like, I got a sugar glider. It's like, what is that?
It's like the dude from Prototype.
It's like a flying hamster.
They're nocturnal. I thought about getting one as a pet, but they stay up all night and they fling shit everywhere, apparently. Yeah.
They're very sweet, though. You can carry them around in like your hoodie pocket and stuff, and they'll just sleep.
At night.
So.
In the day.
No, during the day.
Well, yeah, during the day you can carry them around, but at night.
Nice to have an ex that would carry around in her actual hood of her hoodie.
Jesus.
And it would just sleep all day.
Don't feed them after midnight.
Yeah. Then they turn to vampire bats.
And they call them Gizmo.
Yes. That was my old dog's name. My mom's dog.
And then Kurt B said Link, but only with that one mask.
Mask of Majora, I think.
Okay, yeah. I had no idea. And then Nobbs? Nobbs said Crackdown Agent, but you guys said that they actually did fight zombies.
Yep. Crackdown too. So, there's zombies in there.
Nobbs?
He just didn't read the question.
You are wrong.
Oh, wait. Crackdown 1 or Crackdown 2?
He didn't
said Crackdown
say.
Agent. So Crackdown 2 has Crackdown Agents.
Okay.
Crackdown 2 has zombies in it.
Okay. Well, you fail, Nobbs.
And then my manager said Ezio from Assassin's Creed.
I thought about him, but I was like, that bastard would be too busy hitting on some chick who he thought was hot, and then turns into to be a zombie.
Ezio, he's slashing people and blood spraying everywhere.
Yeah.
Infection.
I was thinking more
that would be horrible having an Ezio zombie.
Well, he walks up to somebody and goes like, hey, you know, you need some help, you know, hey, nice legs. And then she turns around and eats him because it's a zombie.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think he wouldn't be able to contain himself from fucking
He's thinking with his Luigi, basically, is what it is. Yeah.
That's all I have.
Okay, Andrew?
Well, since I wasn't here last week, I had to come up with one. So the one I came up with is the cannibal claptrap, the zombie claptrap. So he could talk to him and tell him what's going on.
He can
reason. He'd be a distraction.
That's what I said. Yeah,
he'd just start dancing.
Like,
and
I'm dancing, and it's like, oh god, they're chasing me.
He could pick off the zombies with like a crossbow from afar, so they didn't know where you're shooting from.
Or he can show you where hidden caches of weapons are. So yes, that's what they do.
That's true.
After you find a toolbox and fix them. So, and as for you, let's see. Let's go ahead and pull up your little journal where you've got some goody friends. So what do you got?
So I posted something, and then one of the guys from TVGP posted on here Gray Fox. So some Metal Gear Solid.
Because some Gray Bush is great.
Nice.
Andy put he wanted to see Arnold Schwarzenegger's Terminator. Which he was in video games, so that works. And he's metal, so he can't be eaten.
Yeah.
He's got synthetic flesh. I mean, they could bite into it, but it wouldn't do anything.
It's kind of like Kentucky Fried Chicken. You mainly only eat the skin,
right? Yeah. So the bones are all mechanized anyway, so it'll work out. Yeah. Actually, say Andy, you actually did come up with a good one this time around.
Not bad.
Listen, Brian said Kratos. The Blades of Chaos or Blades of Athena would do a lot of damage to zombies. So
got technical with it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he did. He was overthinking it, but it works.
Okay.
We always call him Wildozer. He said Earthworm Jim. He didn't have really a reason, just because.
Worms
eat dead people. Dave, who was actually Dave, who's been on our first spoiler cast.
Amish versus Zombies, I think.
He said, Herdy the Moogle Bard from Final Fantasy Tactics Advanced 2 with Mastered Bard Class. His first skill is Requiem Song, which does mega damage to undead units in a 5-panel cross pattern up to 4 tiles away. He also packs a Google Plex of support abilities to his other songs, including the one random buff AoE song at no MP cost. Got to give it up to Dave for being like fucking know-it-all.
Jesus, man.
Wow.
Okay. I've had a friend, Sarah Jasmine Moore, who you remember Sarah.
Yeah, you know Sarah.
Yeah, who lives out in Arkansas. Great girl. She said, high-grade weaponry, the ability to become an almost invincible ball to squeeze through tight spaces, and those bombs would come in handy.
Samus Aran.
Which is a good one. I was like, okay, all mech on the outside, really can't be bit. All right. I chose the Rocketeer because jetpack pwn zombie.
I chose Senior Snake.
Senior Snake? Nice.
Yeah, I just Snake in general.
Yeah, you had to follow me on this.
Yeah, I did. Well, you know, it was a very good idea.
It was a wise choice.
Yeah,
I got to say I'm a wise person. So.
Very wise.
Well, we did have some replies on our message board as well. Use them from the carousel. Posted
Bayonetta.
Yeah, no.
He didn't say Bayonetta. Actually, he picked something even more John than John.
Yeah, he was thinking Bayonetta, but he went even worse. He said Master Chief's buds all die, so he's not really a really good team player. He said probably either Ryu,
for Shinobi.
Ninja Gaiden.
Oh, it's Ninja Gaiden. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Ryu Hayabusa or Luca from Chrono Trigger.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But here's the John answer.
Optimus Prime.
Yep. John likes Transformers.
War of Cybertron version.
If you listen to the carousel, Transformers come up at least once in an episode.
Yeah.
So, oh, you can actually listen to an episode right here. Bayonetta,
yeah.
Transformers,
Vanquish,
and Demon Souls, and Vanquish.
Yeah, he said Luca from Chrono Trigger because he can prevent the whole zombie apocalypse from happening because John gets technical about stuff. Okay. Anyways, then we got Winemaker Joe who works with us now as a reviewer.
So give him a little shout out here. Yeah. Joe was actually on the carousel in their last episode.
Yeah, and he writes reviews for us.
Yeah, he has started doing some retro reviews for, and he's got his own little section called Winemaker Joe's Game Cellar.
Yes, nice. And he went with
nice.
Yeah.
Game Cellar.
Yes. Oh my God! You have to bitch about it.
No. I was saying it was crafty.
I'm joking. He said Mega Man, the Blue Bomber, would fuck up some zombies. Plus, he is a robot, so he can't get infected. Wait, shit. What if it mutated? What if it mutated and it turned into a crazed zombie robot?
Dude, that'd be awesome.
That's as crazy as Zombie Optimus Prime. And that's about it. And then you actually point out that the zombie Transformers were in a comic book, so.
Weren't they?
I believe so.
I thought it was Zombie Marvel. I know that for sure.
Well, they've always had zombie Captain America, zombie Iron Man. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I was thinking there might have been one for Transformers in one of the comics, but I'm not sure.
How do you make a robot a zombie?
You give him a virus.
You make it a Macintosh? Oh. Aww. Oh.
No, you give it Red Hat.
Red Hat. Actually, you know, Linux 7 is a wonderful program that I actually love very much. It's just it
you give
for
it wine and then
for the stuff
really
I
works.
Do, for the stuff that I need, it does not fit my purposes.
Linux is a beautiful
but it's
product.
It was a great thing.
I'm not going to knock it too hard. The
for free OS.
Linux
top-notch.
Is a cool product, but here's my problem with Linux. It's probably more of a user specific
it's
OS
a technical,
than anything
technical OS. Yeah.
You're always fixing shit. Always fixing shit to make it work right.
See, I always had it run really smooth, but at the same time, I mean, I would install stuff on it, but I never had too many problems, but it's just it doesn't
fit. If you're a Linux
fit.
Gamer, it's fucking
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, gaming's, and they finally released Steam on Linux, if I remember, didn't they? I had left Linux by that time. I'm sure I would be singing a different tune otherwise. Anyways, so let's go ahead and move on to next week's challenge. Which, what did we decide to go with, people?
We're going to go with some Left 4 Dead 1.
No. Query.
Yeah, the query.
Comedy, not Gauntlet. you held write the names for these things.
You
don't know what we're
such
talking about?
Such a sad look on your face when they both told you no at the same time.
I did wrong.
No, I was just like, what did I mean?
He's like, rejected again.
Go to your room, Justin.
Jesus.
You go put some lotion on your skin, motherfucker.
Rub your nose in it.
Yeah.
All right, so.
We are doing your funniest
your
game moment. Even just, I knew what it was. I was just trying to get you involved.
You guys distracted me.
Bullshit.
What? Wait, asking you what it is that
is
distracted
it?
You?
You're like
no
you're,
rebuttal.
You're like Homestar Runner, dude. That's what you are. You're like, you just ruin it all. Anyway.
Can it be like your happiest moment in gaming, or does it have to be funniest?
Funniest. Damn. I have one.
I got one.
Do you got
one?
I don't have one.
I have a happiest moment in gaming.
We'll cut
funniest.
You some slack. You can do your hat. What about that time that I smoked you and I'm sitting there smoking? I was like, I like it when we spend these times together. And you're just like, you're a dick.
Well, yeah, there's that. Anytime I play Left 4 Dead, though, is always pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
So I could use any of those.
Like when I jumped on her like three times in back to back.
The elevator in Left 4 Dead.
What part of the elevator?
You
can tell mine. I don't care.
Okay, this is Holly.
Sure.
You
gotta say it
in
like
Left
4
Dead. We're playing with knobs.
Oh yeah.
And it was
that's his girl.
The mall.
Dead
Center.
You're talking about Dead Center. Okay.
Dead Center. We're going down for the final chapter, and we're all like, it's me and Holly on a team. Moon, you, and Knobs, I think, are the infected. And we're going down, and all of a sudden, the two people who are playing with us start shooting us, and we all just are shooting each other in the elevator as it's going down. It opens up.
I wasn't there for
that one. Moon looks in. Everybody's down on the ground. He's like, what the fuck just happened here?
Yeah, I wasn't there for that one.
In the elevator.
Yeah.
I was thinking at the time.
Because our teammates were shit fucks.
See, I thought you were talking about the time.
Oh, was it random people, or?
Yeah, random people that we didn't know. They were split screening too, but they ended up attacking us.
I thought you were talking about the time that we were all playing No Mercy and Nobs fell through the elevator floor.
Oh my god, that was fucked up too.
And he didn't end cap. So we end capped everybody. We're like, where the fuck is he? We couldn't find him. And he's at the bottom of the elevator shaft, just standing there. Because he's like, well, I fell through from the top.
It was pretty funny. I watched him just go, later.
Yeah. It didn't kill him. And he's just sitting there going like, I didn't die. I was waiting for one of you guys to come down here and kill me.
Like, everybody else died on our team. He was the last one.
And I was sitting there running around in, like, you know, non-spawn mode looking for him. I was like, where the fuck is this guy? I couldn't find him. So,
it's a pretty good hiding spot.
Yeah, I followed somebody down at the last minute. I realized where he was, and I actually ran away. So I could spawn near the last survivor. It took me right down there. I was like, oh, there he is. And then somebody got, I think a tank got him. I was like, fuck. Anyways.
Yeah, that was awful.
So that was your funniest one, was a Dead Center. What was...
Any Left 4 Dead.
Mine would have to be the original Flashpoint, which is like the precursor for Battlefield 1942. It was one of the first ones that it was like open. It was... combat, but you could get in vehicles and stuff. Me and Jordan are in a helicopter. Jordan's piloting it. He's about to take us down because he couldn't pilot worth shit. And we're about to run into the side of a hill. I jump out, actually land on the hill. I'm standing on the top of the hill, jumped out right at the right second. Fucking helicopter blade hit, chopped my head off. Boom, dead instantly.
Nice.
Well,
nice.
You could have also used one if we were playing Halo. And he kept trying to get you to jump in, and you're like, nope.
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting there honking the horn on the Mongoose, going, get in. And you're like, and he didn't say anything. And I kept honking the horn. I was like, Andrew, get in. He's like, oh, no, I'm going to walk. And you start walking off, and then a fucking, like, banshee slams right into me. Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty
awesome. And you're like, I saw that coming. I was like, you should have fucking warned me. So,
I love my ass off.
Yeah, what was yours?
This is actually a very serious moment in my life. I was Warcraft? In Warcraft.
Oh God, man!
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
I was we're not really beta testing, but Ulduar had just come out, and was trying to get my guild through Ulduar. And so this is like day two, and we're three bosses in, farther than most of the guilds on our server.
36 hours straight.
Almost.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'd been gaming for like 16-hour days, and taking some time off work.
Jesus.
And hatch. Yeah, it was an upgrade.
It was a patch.
That makes it better.
You know, really trying for this, you know, to get through this before anybody else so that we're ranked higher, blah, blah, blah. And I spent fucking 20 minutes telling people what they did fucking wrong and fucking chewing them out, getting all fucking trucks on their ass for anybody that's ever seen trucks. Look up the truck soundboard. It's funny as shit. Anyways, yelling at everybody. And this one guy took my pally bubble, the other tank. We're not fucking paying attention. And instead of, like, fucking rezzing other people, he sat in the pally bubble. He just figured he could just back away. So he backs away. We all rezzed at the fucking stone, and we're running in, blah, blah, blah. And instead of rezzing everybody, he pulls the boss and pulls everything that respawned all the way back to our fucking spawn point. Fucking 30 minutes lost. And then he fucking rage quit. So it's just like, really? Seriously? This is fucking crazy.
And you literally cried.
I live across the apartment from him, and I could hear him yelling at people on Warcraft. I could hear him like...
turned me into a mean person.
You could tell when his mic was muted, because he'd just be like, piss, motherfucker! And then he'd get back on, and I was like, all right, this is what we're going to do. And so he has two tones. He has muted tone, and then... live tone.
Some of them are kind of noobish, and I didn't want to scare them away. So,
way to go.
But really, another funny moment actually for me. I played a lot of Half-Life 2 multiplayer back in the day.
Oh yeah,
and the grav gun. We'd do all grav guns, and there's a level with a lot of toilets.
Yeah,
and I remember a guy. This is actually similar to another moment, which actually kind of reminded me of it. Somebody else told me a story. Anyways, we're all launching shit at each other with grav guns. And this guy's more or less on the other side of the map, and my buddy's sitting next to me, and we're almost on a free-for-all. And me and him had kind of teamed up, my friend TJ, shooting shit at people, hiding behind cover, making sure we don't get hit. Fucking random toilet comes flying. This is a user-made map, and it comes flying over this building, fucking just incaps it. I was like, holy shit! Did somebody just do that? I was like, holy shit! And of course, we're all...
toilets are horrible!
Of course, you know, we're all in the same basic room, land partying the whole thing, and it's like, holy shit, that was fucking awesome.
And yours, Trent?
I've got two. So, my favorite one was Halo Reach. I was on Invasion Map on Spire, and they got two of them on that same fucking map, actually. The first time was I was in the helicopter, and this guy was running with the core trying to get it. And I didn't have a gunner in my seat because he got shot off by a sniper. So I just basically hovered the plane up and I just dropped it. Jumped out and let it fall. And it actually landed on the douchebag with the core. And actually kept the core underneath it.
Have you ever done the thing with a plasma pistol where you're on Spire and you jump out and you're just like, oh, I'm going to die anyway? I remember one of those moments where I'm like, I'm going to die anyway, and I see the Banshee and I charge up my gun as I'm going down.
And you shoot it?
Shoot it, and it falls with me.
Falls off the map? Yeah. No, I've done it and had it fall off the map. Yeah, so the guy actually fell off the map into the ocean. I was like, fuck yeah. But now I've actually been hit by a Banshee doing the same thing. The guy actually swooped down and rammed me right when I was falling. But I usually get jetpack. So I dodged out of the helicopter and just let it land on the fucker, and it got buried underneath the helicopter. So they kept trying to get to the core, you know, to reset it. And I'm like, hey, guys, I'm sorry. Because it was trash. It wouldn't fly again. Same map. They got the core back. And this douchebag was trying to take the core, and he jumps off. And he's got a jetpack, and he lets go of the core. And as he's hovering down, I don't have a jetpack. And I jump off behind him. And he's free-falling at first. And I'm like, I'm never going to catch this guy. And then he jetpacks. And I'm like, oh. So he starts coming up towards me because I'm falling faster than he is, you know. And I just land right on him in midair, and I air assassinate him and slam his body down onto the core beneath me. God. And I didn't die. I was like, sweet. You know, so I did that. A guy comes running up, throws a bubble down. I mean, him just sit there and wait. And it resets. Another Halo 1 with some asshole threw a bubble down right when I threw a grenade at him. He actually trapped the grenade inside the bubble with him. It was him and four of his buddies decided to squat on the core. And I toss a grenade, and right as it's arcing and coming down, I see him go down to throw down the shield. And before the shield goes up, I see the grenade land. And the shield goes up, and I just hear, doom. And it just says, like, overkill. I was like, cool. That was pretty fucking funny. So God. those are my fun. It's always Halo Reach when it comes to funny stuff. So because I mean you got some of the best qualities in there. Like, you got the Gravelous, you throw a grenade in, it just tosses the grenade back and forth until somebody comes up and gets sticky. So you always have really funny shit happen. So but anyway, so that is our query for you guys. What is your funniest moment in gaming history? Can be single player, multiplayer, doesn't matter.
Brought to you by Winemaker Joe.
Yeah, brought to you by Winemaker Joe, our newest member. So, and now we're going to move on to our Gauntlet Challenge. Last week, you guys played some Halo. I passed out.
God, we played, what, 2 hours? Two and a half hours?
Yeah, we played a while.
Yeah, I passed out earlier that evening and completely overslept. So, but this week, we're going to do some Left 4 Dead 1, because we always do Left 4 Dead 2. So we're going to do some Blood Harvest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Death Toll.
And Death Toll. We're going to do some bush takedowns from the trees. Won't see us. So that's what we're going to do. So, and I think that pretty much wraps up this episode, don't you guys?
Some shout outs.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I almost forgot. Jeez. We got some upcoming games. We got the Gears of War Ultimate Edition coming out for the 360.
Yeah, but it's the triple pack that really just includes map packs and Gears 1 and 2.
Yeah.
But if you get Bulletstorm pre-order, if you can do this before next Tuesday, you get the Gears 3 demo.
Nice.
And then if you get Bulletstorm, you get a demo for Duke Nukem.
No, really?
I'm pretty sure it's...
I thought that was Borderlands Ultimate Edition.
It's Homefront.
Yeah, Homefront.
My
bad.
Which the commercials are looking really good on that.
Borderlands
so.
Did it too, though.
Yeah.
Borderlands, Game of the Year, and then Homefront is doing it as well.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and move up on this... We've got Hyper Dimension Neptunia Limited Edition coming out for PlayStation 3 this week. Let's see. We've got Dragon Quest VI Realms of Revelation coming out for the DS. We've got Tactics Ogre, Let Us Cling Together.
I wish I had a PSP.
PSP, that sounds like a really emo song.
Yeah. Ogre Battle.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Ogre Battle,
yeah.
Jesus, I love those games.
We got Hardcorpse. Okay. Uprising coming out for Xbox Live.
Rick and Mortis.
It's actually out now. Oh, really? That one is out right now. Okay. We've got Tactics Ogre also. What is that? That's a little weird.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, sorry. We got this listed twice on here for some reason. Okay. We got Oh, no, I just mentioned it twice. I'm sorry. We got Chronicles of Mystery, The Secret Tree of Life for DS.
There's a bowling game out.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go to that. We got Painkiller Redemption coming out for PC. We've got Dance Paradise for Xbox 360. We've got Brunswick Pro Bowling for Xbox 360. That's not a download either. That's an actual hard disk. That's a hard disk game. And then finally, we got Castlevania Puzzle Encore of the Night coming out for WP7. So, yeah. This will be.
Yeah, but what about next week?
Yeah, you want to do next week? Well,
yeah, I mean, that's what we're looking forward to.
You want to give them a lot of stuff this week, don't you? We got Bulletstorm.
Fuck yeah.
Coming out for PlayStation, Xbox, and PC. We have EverQuest, the standard digital version, PC. I don't know why that's up here. We got Bejeweled Blitz coming out for Xbox Live. We got Killzone 3, the Hellgast edition,
which
for PlayStation
looks really
3.
Good.
Yeah. Knight's Contract coming out for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360.
Does not look good.
Yeah, we got The Blob 2 coming out for Xbox 360, PS3, DS, and Wii. Got Dreamcast Collection, pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah, but they got a weird selection of games.
Yeah. Like
Crazy Taxi.
Yeah, they got Crazy Taxi, Space Channel 5 Part 2, Sonic Adventure, and Sega Bass Fishing? Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Bass Fishing?
Put out Slave Zero. Put out Slave Zero and
Power Stone.
Record of Lotus War, you know.
Sword of the Berserk.
Sword of the Berserk, you know. Those would be. Omicron. Fucking bring Omicron back.
Bring Shenmue back.
Yeah. Anyway, there were a lot better Dreamcast titles. We got Radiant Historia coming out for the DS. Let's see. We've got Rec Room Games for DS coming out. We've got Men of War Assault Squad coming out for PC. And finally, we got Wise 1 and 2 Chronicles Premium Edition coming out for PSP. So that is what we got going on right now. And starting next month, we're going to have Dragon Age 2, of course. Torchlight coming out for Xbox Live.
Homefront.
We also got Deus Ex supposedly coming out, but I think that's going to be more in April.
Yeah, but don't forget EDS.
Yes.
Or EDF.
EDF 2, Insect Armageddon, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, that comes out on the first day of fucking March.
Yeah, so that's what we're dealing with this coming up month, as well as next week. So definitely tune in to hear our two cents on everything.
Yeah, and we're going to be having a lot of PAX coverage next week.
Oh, yes. PAX coverage. Yep. Very nice.
So for those of you who can find us at PAX, look for the beard.
Yeah, and we want to do some shout outs really quick to John,
which would be both you, right?
Oh my god, I'm doing shout outs. Anyway, we're doing shout outs to John. Do you just want me to piss John off and not even mention him? You guys want to cut in now? Anyway, at the Carousel Podcast. If you don't know how to spell it, Google. what was we got with it? TBGP, of course. They do good
things.
No quarters.
Okay. Justin, you usually do the shout outs, man.
I usually, but you took over, so cool.
Well, no, I don't usually do the shout outs. I'd say I want to thank Mom and Jesus for helping me.
Well, we do actually looking for a few more reviewers still. Really, really appreciate Joe. Joe has his own thing going on right now, and he's going to be reviewing old school games, taking a look back into some stuff. So look for his retro reviews. Tentatively planned on releasing one every couple weeks on Sundays.
Yep.
So that's one person I'm giving a shout out. Joe, you've been doing awesome. Keep it up.
Yeah.
And if there's somebody else that's looking to help us review new shit, well, send us a submission. I'll check it out.
To
Tilcast at rocketmail.com.
Rocketmail.com. You can find it on our website, tilcast.com.
Find us on Twitter. Find us on Facebook. And, well, post in our forums.
Find us at PAX.
Yep.
Find us at PAX.
Yes. I will not be attending, but I'll be there in spirit. So, anyway, that's it for tonight's episode, and check you guys next week.
Later.
Bye.